Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello and welcome to our Season 2, Episode 45.
Introducing the new McRoids.
Yay.
Only for a limited time. They're poppable. And you can get sauce. And then Brian's all disappointed because he puts one in his mouth and it was just crust. Sound disgusting. I meant to say breading. The crust came out. Like, oh man, one of the employees got their crust on this.
What is McDonald's? That's why Brian should have got the happy set.
The happy set. And why do they call it that?
Puss can lick a straw, and then a milky substance comes out.
Excuse me?
Put your straw in, Puss.
That was fantastic.
Something about milky substance.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact words, but it was damn hilarious.
It's getting dirty in here.
Well, that's our podcast. Dirty within 20 seconds or your money back.
We're getting paid for this?
Are we charging now? Or?
Well, I don't know.
Because if we are, I missed that memo and I want my cut.
Yeah, really.
I didn't say, I don't know what you're talking about.
You work for Dagley Insurance?
Yes, I work for Dagley Insurance. Cool. That's where they drop off the money. I mean, just like a little stand on my, like, sidewalk is just like a lemonade stand. It's exactly insurance. Drop off $20 for each RR episode here. That's steep.
$20 an episode?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bargain.
Yeah, I don't think we'd have too many listeners at $20 an episode. I don't think we'd have any listeners at $20 an episode.
No. What? That's a bargain for getting to spend time with us.
At least we know if anyone says, man, I listened to you for $20 an episode, then that's when we actually start charging.
So now no one's going to say it, and it created a paradox, and the fight never took place in the past because weebly wobbly timey-wimey.
Because dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but we remembered the past, so then it came back to life, and then everything was fine.
Because memories are everything ever.
Brian's a singularity point.
Oh. Oh, God.
He exists outside of time.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Dialga!
You could call the damn fringe division on... division on this shit.
Jesus.
That's okay. Jesus loves me.
No, he doesn't. He told me so. He's like, I hate that Sugar Shinobi kid. He's a douche hat. And I said, aww.
That's mean.
Don't blame me. Blame Jesus. He said it.
Okay, so, one-ups time.
Onesies!
No.
It'll be a thing.
Let it go!
No!
No! No! No, bro!
It'll be a thing.
Damn it, Gretchen!
come on, Ratchet, stand. Spoilers, I got Ratchet. Okay.
That Ratchety noise?
So, I was up at the casino for my birthday weekends.
Oh, really?
My actual birthday kind of sucked, considering,
It was your birthday, yeah.
Nothing really happened, and then I did get a nice lunch.
That was nice.
But then I had to go to school, and then come home, and then edit the goddamn podcast.
Well, you should be lucky to spend your birthday with us.
I know. What are you trying to say? You don't want to be around us? What? You don't like us?
I'm implying nothing. And
KK.
Bitch.
But, it could have been worse. So anyway.
Yeah, you could have to look at Dawson's face.
On Thursday, I was given Mario and Luigi Partners in Time for the DS. I had it.
Oh, that's a fun game.
It is a fun game. I had it already, and I played it already. But, long story short, Toys R Us was having buy one, get one 50% off Mario games.
Yeah, for the past year, they've had buy one, get one off on video games.
This was only Mario games, but just saying.
They usually have a deal like buy 8, get 1 free. Like, okay, that sounds like a deal.
Oh, okay. That's a steal, man. But
I want to steal a man.
So I wanted to get Mario Party 9, and...
Now, that's Party Games 2007.
They had no other games. I was going to get that Mario and Sonic at the London Games or whatever the hell it is, just because it was a game I didn't have.
And then you realized it wasn't a game, so you didn't get it.
Well, and then I realized they never had it the entire week. But so I couldn't get that. That was the only thing left, and I didn't own it anymore. I was like, I miss owning this, and so now I own it again.
Cool story. Man, that was a wonderful story. I really hope you tell it again at some point, because I might stab myself in the eye if you don't.
Cool. Yeah, so that happened, and then on Friday... We were up at the casino, and they had a birthday party. I was like, yay, birthday party. And so,
oh, God, he's still talking.
I got Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Yes! Now you're more behind.
I'll play eventually.
you like keep getting him for special events.
I'm starting Assassin's Creed 2 soon.
Zelda.
Oh, fuck. I got Mario Party 9, like I said earlier. I got the second PokéPark game, even though the first one kind of sucked. But it's Pokemon, so cute. I can't resist.
You know what else is cute? Me. I can't resist that either.
And with that, I got a Victini sticker book and a $10 Toys R Us gift card because it came with the game.
Woo!
Man, I'm so excited. Got Tintin on Blu-ray.
I'm a Victini.
Pretty good movie, by the way. But the logo board game, which kicks ass.
What is that? I saw that on your blog.
It's basically kind of like a Trivial Pursuit style game where you just kind of go around the board and stuff. But all the questions have to do with products.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it'll be the entire category will
category
like,
ace.
Involve, like, two candy bars or something, and all the questions have to do with, like, that brand.
And this is the perfect game for you.
I know, right? Too bad I lost.
Really? Because my family never played that with me because I'm too smart.
But, I would win. I got second.
Oh, well, you got second. You know what? If you're not first, you're last.
Got it.
All right. That's what Ricky Bobby's dad taught me. Man, you're not first, you're last.
The Mumra's little sarcophagus car. And
sarcophagus.
The deluxe claw shield. And then Kat got me a Skylanders poster and Activator's Bumblebee from Dark of the Moon.
I was going to get you some Skylanders, but they didn't have any ever. They literally just sold the tags and Skylanders on them. People were so desperate.
So, funny story about the whole Thundercats thing. The smoke detector in our room was going, like, nuts.
Because they were smoking some doobies.
Yep.
This Pineapple Express, man.
I was like... But, anyway. So, we come back from the other room, and... We were about to go down to the casino or go somewhere.
We were about to go get high.
No, we were about to go down to the casino.
Go down to the casino. The Asians own the casino, Ted. Oh, sorry. Only Pineapple Express people get that. And even then, they probably haven't seen the movie 20 times. Go ahead, Brian. Proceed.
The Indians own the casino, but anyway.
Native Americans, you racist.
And so we were about to leave. We opened the door, and there's a goddamn security guard there. And we're like, whoa.
He said, I'm with the Toilet Safety Administration. He has to check the toilet to see if the safety harness hasn't been installed. And
safety harness.
Set up a checkpoint. And no, not... Okay.
And so he was talking about how, like, oh, the smoke detector was picking up a signal. We just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And they went there, they looked around. They're like, oh, nothing's going on. And I'm like, yeah, because we weren't even in here. There's been no one in this room for about 2 hours. But I had the Sword of Omens with me because I was stupid and I thought
we know
that the deluxe Sword of Omens could fit inside the deluxe claw shield, but nope, because
that
would
make sense in your head normally, but
two deluxe toys don't mix.
Evidently not. So I was sitting on the desk, and so he was looking around. He saw. He was like, "Dude, is that the Sword of Omens?" And I'm like, "Oh God!" And I'm like, "Yeah," and he's like, oh my God, that's awesome, for real? I was like, yeah. And
it's the real Sword of Omens?
Just like,
Thundercats were real?
Can I play with it? I'm like, okay, go for it. So he picks up, starts waving it around, but he doesn't like grasp the concept that you push down the trigger and then flick to extend the sword, or that you push down the other button to make the little
swing. Little Fidel noises.
So basically he's not a toy expert like Brian here.
No, he was pretty dumb. But Anyway, this guy was having a ball. Like, it was fucking like Christmas morning for him, I swear to God. Cat took a picture, so I'll put that up somewhere and link
put
to
that
it.
In the, just but that's cause. A picture for the one-ups this week.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. oh my God, it was hysterical. And so he finally got done, like, fangasming over it. It was like, oh my God, dude, thanks, that was awesome. I'm like, well, this is dirty. So he left.
Paid you for your
and
time.
We were leaving at the same time, so we kind of, like, followed him down the hall, and he was with, like, a security guard, bud, or something. And he was like, dude, you have no idea how awesome that was. Thundercats was, like, the best cartoon ever. I'm like, oh my God, my life is so weird.
We know.
But yeah, that was fun. And then today I got Transformers Prime, Wretched, and RC.
Clank.
Pokemon cards.
What? Clank, oh, you know, got Ratchet and Clank. I've known Transformers longer, but whenever I hear Ratchet, I always think of Ratchet and Clank said.
Supposedly they're making the trilogy thing for that too.
Yeah, I think so. They should have four because they had Deadlocked. They had one, Going Commando, Up Your Arsenal, and then Deadlocked. So it should be four games. It better be.
Which one was Deadlocked for?
It was for PS2.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It was that one where he's in that awesome red suit, and they're like, we're going to make it darker like Jack. And they're like, that didn't work. Let's go back.
That didn't work. Let's go back.
Well, like, it wasn't a bad game. It was just like they removed Clank from it, and Ratchet was all like, I'm badass now. I'm like, no, you're not Jack. Sorry.
You remove Clank.
No, he was there. He just wasn't, like, a main part of the gameplay.
He was there. He just wasn't there.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I'm here for you today.
Yeah, despite not winning any money, I had a fun weekend.
I just love the idea of a security guard being like, dude, is that the Sword of Omens?
Like, it scared the shit out of me because he was like, dude, really loud. And I'm like, whoa, God, what did I do? And he's like, is that the Sword of Omens? I'm like, oh, God. Help.
Oh my God. Sort of. Like, it just sounds like such a legendary thing that he's just found. Is that the legendary Sword of Omens?
He was so happy.
Oh my God, it just cracks me up.
It's like, why does this weird shit happen to me all the time?
Because you have to bring your toys with you when you go on vacation.
That's what
I thought. The one toy went with the toy I was going to get, and it didn't. It was a waste. I'm sorry.
No, not now. We got this story.
I know. See? It was worth it.
You're a waste, Brian.
You're a waste.
You're right.
Ultimate waste.
Ultimate waste. Ultimate snapshot. IDF camera.
It's no longer my turn. It's
going to now. You have voices like the Digimon.
Ringneck.
You're going to be Taichi.
I'm so scared right
what?
Now. Somebody okay. Please save me.
Where's okay. Ty?
Where's the real Ty? None of you are real. You all sound like babies. You're all Goku's children. Anyway. I think that I actually got my Ranger Clip key set like a week back when we recorded last week, but I just opened it like a few days ago. Did I mention that I got, I think I did in the private discussions where Oki gave me my little posters to my favorite movies ever, Superhero Tyson and Gokaiger versus Gavin. He gave me like two of them and like put it in front of paper and plastic to make sure I don't stab them, which is what Ryan's going to do with his golden ticket from now on.
Yep.
It's going to be securely wrapped so we can make it to Hollywood finally. So yeah, I did that.
He just knows how much you love those team-ups.
Yeah, I know, right? So those are going to be framed instantly and put over my bed, and I'll pray to them every night. What else? Did I get anything in the mail? Oh, yeah, I got my AmiAmi box with Skyrider and the vinyls, but I just opened it and then left it downstairs. Because I'm like, oh, cool. And, like, it was nothing exciting. It wasn't like, oh my God, I have to open this. I was more excited for the vinyls, but I'm like, I'll just leave you in the review station. Just wait. I got me some Hyper Alien... Aggregor and Volcanus action because they were on clearance at Walmart. So I'm like, oh, I guess I have to buy you. And Aggregor looks like a freak.
It's because he is a freak.
Yeah, he looks like he's... I don't know.
Cool story, bro.
He looks like he's, I don't know. Cool story. Can you tell it again? Do you have time? And I also got a PETA plushie, and then I got another PETA plushie because my dog got the first one. And I felt bad for them because no one wants him, and we're just constantly throwing him down the clearance section. I'm like, poor PETA, no one loves him. Or her. I think I got one each. I think that's it for stuff I bought. Go ahead.
I finally was able to order GoBuster keys from CS Toys. I really didn't want to because then I'd have to pay shipping on GoBuster keys. But AmiAmi has been being a little bastard with their system. And so I didn't want to wait anymore. So I bought GoBuster keys. And...
Cool story, bro.
I forgot about something. Sorry. Well, I took Kevin's time.
Oh, I don't think anything else arrived in the mail. I still have to record my morph embrace, though. I've been lazy and not done it. And so seriously, I was sitting here watching, you know, my Saturday programs on Sunday.
Cool.
Because that's how I do things. And I was working on RRR business on my computer, and I just see like smoke coming up. I'm like, what the hell?
Smoke! Pipe in a crepe? Bong in a bench?
My computer shut up. I started to burn through like the cord on the charger, so I put some black tape around it a couple weeks ago. I'm like, that should hold it for a while until I get new computers. Well, I just see smoke. I'm like, what the hell? So I look down. It had melted away the tape and the remaining like rubber, plastic, whatever that's around the wire, and all the wires were exposed and smoking. And I'm like, oh god, this is about to catch fire and burn the house down. And
I'm gonna die.
I'm gonna die. He just runs. I'm like, it's clearly a small fire that can be solved. Hasn't even become a fire yet.
Just grab all my fake arts and
out. Get out of the house. There's smoke.
I grab all my fake arts and run.
Scoop them up in your arms.
But no. Speaking of, though, I found Ichigo's foot under the bed, and now Skyrider fell and knocked over Nigo, and I can't find Nigo. He's a lost toy.
You can't find Nigo. You can't find an entire figure.
That guy's a troublemaker.
Nigo is gone. Skyrider fell forward. He was like, ha ha. And he was doing his Heil Hitler salute like Dawson does. And fell forward.
Oh my god.
And took out Nigo. Nigo is gone. Without a trace. Might be a good name for a TV show. And I have no idea what happened. And it's... I think he's somewhere. I don't know. He's somewhere over there in that corner.
I think he's somewhere.
Really?
I think he's somewhere. I don't know, hello.
I don't know what happened to him. He's gone. And I'm sad. And... Nigo's in timeout.
Cool.
I think I'm done.
Anyway, I just forgot to mention I finally got a GoBuster Ace from Mandarake.
Oh, cool. Did you just buy it by itself? Or?
No, I got a Transpod.
From what store?
I think they were both at Nakano.
Okay, was Transpod 2000?
Yeah. It was like a movie.
When did you order?
Yesterday afternoon. It was like around
lunch. Okay, that was the one I was looking at. But I couldn't find anything else I wanted to buy, so I just left it there.
Sorry. Well... I was stalking those GoBuster Aces that were there, and then I couldn't find anything. It was like at Shibuya, and then I think, I don't know, the Akihabara or something, and like I could never find anything, and then they were both gone by like Thursday, and I just logged on like yesterday, and it was right next to each other. They just listed that and the Transpod. I was like, oh my god, buy now, quick!
I'll say I had two Transpods, since I think that one was still there. They might have had two, I don't know. That's cool.
Was it like that thing? Was that Zonky thing you kept trying to buy? You bought it like three times?
Oh my god. They would not get rid of that thing. It was always there. I'm like, oh, fuck, let me buy it. And they're like, we don't have it. And then it's still there. Repeat this process three times before they finally get rid of it. I'm like, there you go, jackass.
Taught you.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to the Shukun Shinobi.
Bitch,
I don't want to lie to the Shukun Shinobi.
There's a decently priced Skyrider on there, but it was at the Shibuya store, and they didn't have a Transpod. I'm like, fuck you.
Skyrider?
Or, you know what I meant. Fuck you.
I wasn't even sure if that was out yet. That's why I was surprised to see it, because I knew it was coming out this month, but I was surprised.
Oh, the Transpod?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it came out last week, I think.
So I was like, well, this is better than nothing.
That's okay, because I'm probably gonna have to get Gorilla and Rabbit from Mandarake too, because I'm apparently have to get all my GoBuster toys from Mandarake.
We've gotten like 90% of our stuff from there.
I'm thinking we're gonna have to do that because Ami Ami is just totally dropping the ball on GoBuster toys.
The only thing Ami Ami wise I got GoBuster stuff from was the vinyls.
Yeah. Well, and another thing is too, the prices are about the same. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, I got my, what was it, GoBuster Ace or Morphin Burst? One of them was at Ami Ami's price, and one of them was only like 200 yen more. And I'm like, that's about even.
Yeah. Because this Transpod, if it's the one that Dawson bought or not, was 2,000, which is about 300 yen under Ami Ami's price. Yeah. There's two Morphin Braces for 2,500. All the weapons are 2,500. GoBuster Ace was like 3,500. So, I mean, they're pretty much the same as Ami Ami prices, and they stock more frequently.
Yeah, like every day.
Like, I see like at least one of them go up every day almost.
All right, well, I've just marked down Dawson for a GoBuster Ace, so that's cool.
Finally. Last of the party.
I'm still dealing with a Mach Alkin, so...
There's a one for 5,000 on there right now.
I was looking to see if that was an option. I was looking for GoBuster Ace. I'm like, no, I don't want to spend that much money right now.
It's at the Umeda store, though, and I don't think anything ever exists at the Umeda store.
I wish all the stores would just merge and make a giant store so we could just buy everything. It would be easier.
That is the one thing that just is annoying about Mandarake is you just sit there and go, we want this. Something there from that store.
I don't know. You end up with two running carts, one at Nakano, one at Shibuya, because you just keep finding shit.
Yeah.
Black hole.
That's the story of my life at Mandarake. That's why I have no money, because of them. Ooh, this is at Nakano. I want that one. Oh, look, here's something at Sawara. Damn, I have like four carts going. I'm like, that's ridiculous. Then I need to make everything over 5,000 yen because I don't want to pay that 500 yen handling fee.
God, you want to pay that fee so you have to spend more money.
I think it's a scam. That's what it is.
And they're winning.
I think that's illegal.
It's like they know. It's like those guys on the street that go, I can tell you where you got your shoes at. Like, oh, where? And they're like, at the store, and they take your money and run. That's the 500 yen handling fee.
Pretty much. Like, I just love how they set you in this mindset that you have to spend more money in order to save $5.
It would just be $5 for nothing, though. At least it could be going towards something.
I don't. I mean, the way I see it, like, that's roughly $6 off a product. So I might as well buy something to not have to pay that. Because I'm technically getting, like, $6 off whatever I'm buying.
Yeah.
Some sort of mental trap that makes no sense.
But we've got the entirety of the RR staff to believe it, so... Because you heard, who was it, Sound Out or somebody else on...
Sound Out? Pronouncing his name, you read this off.
Sound Out? Multiple people on our staff have done the same thing. Rider Zero does it. I think Sound Out, like, everybody who buys from Mandarake is like... I need to spend that 5,000, man. You're right, it's a trap. I need to do it.
Need to, man. It's a ripoff.
The hell's this handling charge? Screw that, I'm buying toys.
Take my money? No. Buying toys. Okay.
Hey, you're trying to hear that.
You've been trying to hear that.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
I'm just thinking of that stupid commercial.
Now there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly. All I think of is Brian the dog dressed as a banana.
I know.
Living around Maracas like a retard.
Yes.
Anyway, now that we had peanut butter jelly time.
With the baseball bat.
That's right. What's up next, Shukun Shinobi?
All right, so we are up for the newsies, the nudes, and the et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, so we can have newsies, but not onesies? Yeah, see how it is. See how it is.
You don't get onesies just because you want onesies.
This is a scam.
If you had never just wanted onesies, then we could perhaps have onesies, but because you want them so bad, you ain't getting shit.
Scam.
This is a scam like Mandarake.
That's how life works. Deal. So anyway.
Hardcore Pawn is trending.
A new Akiba Ranger promo was released, if you can call it a promo. It was some sort of weird thing. But Bon from Deca Ranger was there, and he was saying stuff I don't know because I don't speak Japanese.
Was it SPD, Red Ranger?
No.
No, it was...
He's got this weird hair going on. It's basically like his hair from Gokaiger, except like pulled back a bit and not as poofy. But we have the Akiba Rangers fighting air, and the air is winning.
Is it like that episode of Forze?
I don't know. I think they're just being... I don't know. Like, all these promos are just kind of look like filming, so I don't really know what they're going for here. But
that's the kind of budget they have.
All I know is Bond's there, and it makes me happy inside.
You know what makes me happy inside?
Probably them not existing or something.
That would be... That actually would. I was going to say your mother, but that too.
Right. It's really good.
Oh, my God. Hive Mind. British edition.
British Hive Mind.
Bredition. This is a quintervention. Anyway, no one will get that.
Nope. So, there's...
Peanut butter jelly.
I'm still excited.
Peanut butter chocolate flavor. Reese's Puffs.
Yeah! Oh, God.
Whoa.
I meant for Akiba Ranger, but...
This gets to a whole nother level.
For Reese's Puffs and stuff, too, I guess.
I think they need to release some actual promos instead of behind-the-scenes videos. They call it a promo?
Yeah.
That's how they do all trailers from now on. They just show, like, behind-the-scenes footage of them filming new trailer.
New trailer.
They literally just show one of the trailers, like the makeup trailer. New trailer.
New trailer for
whatever movie that I pick.
Ah, yes, indeed. Indeed, my good companions.
In dead.
Onward to victory. I don't know.
Victory.
Victory.
Victini?
Victorize! Seven.
Seven victorize. Damn it.
Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Our hive cross. Everything Choshinkas.
Oh my god.
Peanut butter jelly.
Their kids get older. Look how much he Choshinked. Damn it, cross this. At least the subtitles say Super Digivolve, which makes me happy. Because I think that's what they should call it.
So, what else do we got?
Peanut butter jelly.
Alright, so more peoples are doing their voice stuffs for the shit movie. Takahiro Fujimoto is doing Nico. Tomokazu Seki's doing Amazon Aqua Ranger Stronger and Coma Thunder. I don't know who that is. But...
Coma Thunder?
Just saying.
Wait, let me look. I'll tell you, because I know everything.
Tell me what a Coma Thunder is.
Hold on, I gotta open a little thing.
Okay, I'm just saying, hurry up.
Sounds like an alien. Coma Thunder! Ultimate Coma Thunder! To sleeping alien.
Oh, yeah. Coma Thunder. I know exactly what that is.
No, you don't.
You're looking it up right now. Yeah.
Don't lie to me, asshole.
Yeah, no, look, Coma Thunder, he's this guy, and,
That was a coma, but that was the Coma Zodiac.
Is that the Coma Zodiac or the Coma Zodiac?
Yes.
Brian is the Coma Zodiac.
They just use commas so much.
Period. Yeah. Yes, period. Fixes it to have a period if he forgot it.
I know. What he does, okay, is...
Okay, don't care anymore. Ryosuke Sakamoto's doing Bioman's Red One. And, like we said, a couple weeks ago, Yudai Chiba's doing Gosei Red again.
So, and he's going to be dressed as a girl in this soundtrack.
I know, probably. And then we also have the Superhero Taisa Net movies were announced, titled Hanin wa Dare da, which is Who's the Culprit? So it's going to be a Sentai Rider murder mystery type of thing, I guess.
Is Double going to be leading
it? Peanut butter jelly.
And they'll start on April 1st. So.
Yay, more reason to barf.
We'll probably not see those for a little bit, since it usually takes forever for us to get the net movies via the DVD. So.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum, I'm loving it.
Yay, more shit.
I remember back when it was Put a Smile On.
Put a smile on.
Everybody.
I don't smile these days.
Didn't smile in the first place.
Oh.
Don't kid yourself.
I used to smile when people loved me. Ow.
Ow, you missed. And you got him at the same time. How's that possible? I don't know.
That I hurt.
How's that possible? I'd KF. Yes. So that's really it for the news, if no one's going to comment on anything. So.
No, it's nothing really, like... you've heard my rants.
Peanut butter ranting. And jelly?
Kevin doesn't like Akiba Ranger. Dawson doesn't like Superhero Taizen, so... We're at a bit of a standstill here.
Who does like Superhero Taizen?
Everybody.
Pretty much. Oh my god, they're going to stand next to each other.
I know, it's going to be so good. Who cares if it's a mess? Tokyo movies are supposed to be a mess.
They're going to pose epically, and that's going to make everyone like just totally need a change of pants. And
pants.
I mean, who cares if the actors didn't know what the hell was going on in the movie?
See, that's what gets me, when the actors themselves don't even know what's going on in this movie. I'm forced in this position where I just don't think anything's going to be good.
Yeah.
They're like, we had no idea what was going on.
There wasn't very much effort put into it.
They filmed in like a week and a half. What the thing about it is if the actors don't understand what it is they're reading, it makes it a lot harder for them to act it properly.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I mean, I don't watch shows specifically for good acting or anything like that, but it usually helps.
Samurai.
It usually helps when the actors actually know what they're trying to portray.
You know, if I can, oh god, only imagine if information was released about the Avengers like this, like. It was filmed in, like, 2 minutes, and the actors didn't really understand the script because it was such a mess, and it's just going to be horrible. And then people are like, who cares? They're going to be in the movie! Like, it's just such a stark contrast of, like, just the way the
who
fans...
Who cares
just,
as Iron Man?
It's just really funny. Like, other fandoms are so critical, and then we're just like, my god, it's going to be cool no matter what.
Oh my god, Robert Downey Jr. Oh, my god.
Scarlett Johansson's boobs and explosions. Coincidence? I think not.
Is she in Avengers?
Yeah.
Cool.
She was in Iron Man too.
Yeah, Black Widow.
I know, I was just saying, I didn't know whether she was in Avengers or not. God.
Have you seen the trailers and the parody trailer?
Yes.
Wait, that was reversed. Never mind. I was thinking there was a parody trailer about Superhero Taizen with the Avengers audio. I was thinking it was reversed for some reason. It was pretty funny. I was watching Attack of the Show, and at the end of the feed, they always show like the latest trailer, and they show the Japanese Avengers one. And I was like, as much as I hate the movie, it would have been funny as hell if they would have mixed it up and showed the Superhero Taizen trailer. See DK in his perm. In his pointy shoes.
Why does Tsukasa always get a fucking perm every time he gets evil? Like, perm equals evil, or...
Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. They're going to see it now. It comes up to go, what the fuck is this? What happened? Somebody loaded the wrong trailer. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
I like John's idea that he has to compete with Gintaro's stupid hair.
What, this guy's outdoing me in hair? No.
I mean, everyone knows that Gintaro was in X-Men 3: The Last Stand.
Yeah. Anyway, moving away from things Dawson says that are not intelligent onto things that are intelligent somewhat.
Like superhero time?
Yeah.
Superhero time! Go Busters!
Kamen Rider Forze.
No, I liked last week's better when he said Forze. I want that to be the new one. It was funny as hell when I heard it.
I couldn't remember what we were doing, so or how I said it or what I said, so I just have to guess every week.
I'll go rip it from the other audio.
Yeah, just use that for now. It was hilarious. I heard Brian editing it. It was like, "Go Busters!" And then you just go, "Forze." Like, it was fantastic. I'm like, this must be the new intro. Okay.
All right, so we're on episode 4Z of Forze of...
Only this 4 was in last week's episode.
I know, right? Of the Go Bastards.
Had Euphoria.
Oh, man. Well, if that would get to have some Triforia, and then...
Clever wordplay.
So, basically we start off by... For some reason, they gave us a map of the Go Busters underground base. I don't know why. I guess they didn't want us to get lost. They wanted us to be able to find it underneath the Japanese Bymore. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is it underneath the Japanese Bymore? Because that would be awesome.
Yes.
It is, like, underground, after all.
On a train full of Japanese people.
So, then they do stuff, and they're talking about the Megazords coming in from hyperspace and using the Metaroid as a homing beacon, but they have a sucky homing beacon, like, missed by, like, 3 kilometers every time, because they're stupid. And, so they're like, well, can we go to hyperspace and go kick their butts? And they're like, not so much. They probably, you might not make it. You might not survive. You might not even find the guys. It's a whole mess.
You might end up in the Kamen Rider world. We don't know.
You might end up with your body on backwards. You might end up naked. We don't know what'll happen. You might end up as a banana. Then, like, Hiramu starts going, well, you just suck at life, Commander Boss, dude. You were a little girl. And we need to get those people out of there. And he's like, bro, they're dead. And then he's like, rawr! And then they're like, we found Spacebar. He's just kind of chilling. They're like, okay, let's go. So Spacebar's just eating some pizza. Out by one of the Energon tanks. He's like, hey guys, what's up? Want some pizza? They're like, no. I got candy. So he's like, oh, okay, whatever. That's cool. And he pulls out his little, like, computer, and he's like, install Mega Ranger, and, like, the little Ixa voice comes out and makes a little Metaroid, and one of the Megazords starts transporting like it does, and they're like, what's going on here? And he's like, bye guys, I'll see you later. And then Spacebar leaves, and then they morph in time, and they start fighting, and the dude runs away, and they chase him, and then he runs away again, and they keep chasing him, and, like, dang it, he got away. They always do that. They just keep running. And they're like, this seems kind of weird. Why would he just, like, do this in front of us? He's like, I don't know, maybe he's just dumb. And they're like, no, dude, that would just be stupid. You're retarded. Go away, little girl. Men are talking.
No, dude, he's just a flasher.
Yeah. So he's like, well, maybe, see, because there's this other tank, like, right 2 feet away, so the Megazord will come out between them, and he can just, like, pick which one he wants, because he can have choices like that. They're like, you're brilliant! And he's like, I know, right? Because I'm a dude, and I have a large brain. And then the little girl got all mad. She's like, I'm a girl. I have a big forehead. That's what I heard. Yeah. So they fight the monster some more, and then, like, the Megazord's gonna show up, and then meanwhile Commander Boss Dude sends, like, Assistant Boss Dude.
So you're gonna say Commander Bob.
She's like, hey, go do stuff. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna go do stuff. And then
genius.
I know, right? And then they launch the CBZ01. And then Hiromu and Nick Cheetah, they run off and get inside the car, and then they're like, Cheetah or Maximize, and they start fighting the monster, but they get Ponzord. And then the thing starts like siphoning off Energon, and he's like, yay, I got Energon for Messia.
Energy! Oh.
For Messia, or whatever his name is. I guess he's really messy, I don't know.
Messia?
Right, and Vendrix is like, I got my energy, rah! And then so Blue and Yellow are getting pwned by the monster, and they're like, oh no, what are we gonna do? And then they flash back to them talking to Hiromu right before he left, and he's like, hey, were you being, you know, crazy before? Because they said people are dead. And he's like, what? No, I forgot a lot about that. I still think they're going to live. And I want to save them because I'm awesome face. So I'm going to do whatever I got to do. And they're like, sounds good to us. Let's do that too. So they run in and they all just like go crazy. And Pwn's over the monster. And they like, it's time for Buster. And they blow him up. And then, meanwhile, they have launched Gorosaki and Usada at the Megazord. I mean, not them, but they send them. They don't launch them at them. I'd just be stupid.
I just got his mental picture.
They're like, wee! And they're like, ah!
Of like the cannon that shoots the Zeozords out, just launching Usada and Gorosaki. So they're there, and they start shooting and helping, and then Hiromu's like, just drain away all the power everywhere in GoBuster Ace, into the arms and the one working leg or whatever, or the legs and the working arm, whichever combination it was. I really wasn't paying attention to that particulars. And including getting rid of the cockpit air. And they're like, how can you breathe? He's like, shut up. So he's like, all right. So they're like, yay, we have 100% energy efficiency. And then, so when he does that, he like runs, picks up his sword, and like throws it through the dude's shield, and then he like shoves it on through, and then like he gets stabbed with the saw into the GoBuster Ace, but he stops him right before it like saws into his face. And but then Spacebar's all like, it's okay because we got a lot of Energon for Vengix, and yay. And he speaks more French, and he keeps embarrassing himself every week.
Yes.
What?
Shut up.
So then they're like, yay, we saved the day. We did it. And then they go back to the base, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to stop Vengix, even if it means using all of you as bait. And they're like, yes, I know you're serious now. I love you. And then they kissed and made up, and then it ended. Okay, they didn't really kiss and make up, but...
Dang it.
I know, right? So it was a really cool episode. I like GoBusters a lot. And GoBuster Ace did cool things, and they were all cool guys. And I want to
write for IGN. Your reviews on GoBusters each week.
And
the GoBuster Ace did stuff, and they were all cool guys.
My throat hurts, so and like they're upgrading GoBuster Ace and stuff, and I guess they're upgrading so that they can make GoBuster O, which is cool.
Really?
I know, right? I did that all by myself. I figured it out. I'm smart.
Oh my god.
That's incredible. You called? And but yeah, it was really cool, and I like this show. It is fun times, and the Buddyroids are adorable. And so is your mother. What do you guys think?
I really just love this show.
I know, right?
It's so damn good. Like, I just love that it's such a formula change. Like, it doesn't feel like the typical, oh, we got a monster, and then the monster knocked us down, but now we're determined, and then he got big. Like, we have investigations and drama, and like the last few weeks we've kept the concept of them fighting on ground. And in the Megazord, and
right.
It's just so cool. Like, I love that. I mean, I hope that continues in some form once we get the GoBuster O formation, or that's the weapon they're going to use the GoBuster
O. I don't know exactly how they're structuring it, like whether they need all of them to operate GoBuster O, or whether they just need all three Buddyroids, or
they just get a black box.
And then they can do everything ever.
Like, it would be kind of neat if they kept using, like, strategies of actually using the individual Zords and possibly using GoBuster O as, like, a, oh, time to go ultimate type yeah. deal. But that would be kind of cool. I'm not sure if they'll do that, but like, I like the way they're doing
it. Just the way that everything is set up right now, there's just so many possibilities for things that, like, it's not a situation where you're like, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen. Like, I mean, you can guess what's going to happen, but, like, there's just so many different possibilities of things that they could do.
Yeah.
That it'll feel fresh.
Yeah, and just the show in general is fresh. It's new and fresh. It's on the cutting edge.
Fresh.
It's fresh, Subway fresh.
Fresh. I hate that word.
Fresh?
Yes.
You hate the word moist, too?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. But yeah, it's just awesome.
And but I think yeah, it's I do like the way they do the with the thing and the fighting, and they're separate, but then they do stuff together.
Like, it's just something that they don't normally do all that often. Because, I mean, you don't normally have a monster on the ground and a monster that's all big at the same time.
And it keeps it realistic, too.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, one or just two rangers could take it on instead of always be like, we have to have the whole team together! I'm like, God, you guys are so incompetent.
Rangers together? No, shut up.
You don't need to be together.
I also like that the villains had an actual competent plan. As opposed
Messiah,
to just...
Messiah is just like a data meat brain.
Messiah's just there going...
I also like how the team sort of pseudo-knows each other, so like they feel like they work just really well as a team in terms of that.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like the Gokaigers, is they were all sort of set up in a way before, and that you just... begins, I mean, you take away the possibility of having episodes of like the team learning to work together, which I'm fine with.
Right.
But, I don't know. Well, you still have that, but you know what I'm getting at. Is that I just like that they already feel like a team. Even if what's-her-name can remember stuff from she's like 2.5 years old.
Yeah, no, I agree with Brian when you say that.
Greg Knight. Greg.
It's just great. I think it's going to be good.
Nick.
Yeah. And,
They could keep the Megazord ground fights going, I think, more when they get the other two busters in there. If there's not
any
Megazords.
Yeah. I could definitely see that happening. Like, changing it up, like, sometimes, like, the gold and silver will go do, like, the Megazord fight. Sometimes they'll stay on the ground. It's a lot of potential there for just different combinations and whatnot. I love this show. I'm so glad it's good.
The acting's pretty good, too, all things considered.
Yeah.
Like, I liked all the moments between, like, Ryuji and Hiromu.
Yeah.
They're like, don't be afraid. He's like, what? Oh. Lulz. Lulz, I forgot because I'm stupid.
But they just do a good job with it. And now it's just quiet time. And he's about to punch Yes Bob. Yes Bob has his
name.
She's just like, oh, fuck you. And then I was like, no.
He was right.
It's okay.
Our parents are with Gintaro's parents. They're all somewhere. Lost with all the other Toku dads.
I like how they were just like, we just have to assume they're dead. I'm like, man.
You are cold. You could at least leave them pretending that they're alive to keep them motivated.
At least for the first 10 or 12 episodes or so. We're already at 4 and you're like, nope, they're dead. All right.
They did. Fuck
we
you.
We have to destroy Messiah, not rescue people. But I wanna... No!
Can't we do both because they're tied? No. Tied together? No! He just smacks her. Assuming it's Yoko being a bitch. Their giant forehead. Now, let me crack an egg on your forehead.
And her candy.
What about candy?
She has her candy.
Cool story, bro.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
There's no chickens in this episode.
There really wasn't any weakness prevalence in this episode. That makes me happy, because it's not going to be forced down our throats.
Yeah. Wasn't she eating at one point, though? Yeah, she was.
Probably. I mean, that's just kind of a subtle thing to keep the continuity going.
You want some pizza? You sure?
Just in there eating.
This is delish. You gotta try some.
Sava Goldbusters. That's pizza!
He's like us aliens love pizza.
I'm a robot thing. Where does it go? How do I poop? I don't know. Who pays the utilities to watch Drew's apartment? These are the things I think about.
Everybody poops.
Oh, they do poop.
Except for enter. It enters, but it doesn't exit.
Ew.
Okay, so are we ready for my favorite show?
I'm ready for the show that I love.
Oh my god. Okay, so apparently, this is how Japanese school works. You graduate, and then everyone else gets spring break. So they're doing things all fucked up. So get spring break after graduation, and just what would you do in spring break? Well, you hang out at the school, because all schools everywhere leave their doors wide open for the public, because no one's going to steal or mess with anything. No, it's not going to happen. So the Kamen Rider Club's just hanging out, and they're making plans to hang out with Gentaro's grandpa, because that'd be cool to do over spring break. That's what teens do, right? And then you have the little new Nigglets hanging around them, the new food droid, and they're like, "Wee! I don't know what our purpose is. I think we take pictures also, but tiny ones. We're like those little flip cameras." Anyway, meanwhile, Cancer Zodiart is passing the time of spring break by taking people's souls. Common pastime for children. And Ryusei stumbles upon him, and he's like, "Oh, fuck, I'll be right back." And then he runs out, and then Spider-Man comes back in. He's like, "That's probably unrelated." And so he's here, and him are fighting, and the fight goes up to the library, and he disappears. And Ryusei's like, "Oh, he's probably gone. It's probably safe to DD and transform." So he does, and he's like, "Aha, I've learned your identity. Ryusei, you're a bellhop who wears a scarf." And he's like, "No." And then we cut back to the Kamen Rider Club, and they're meeting Gintaro's grandpa, and he's all like, "Hey, look, I'm an older Danny Zuko." And like, lol's Grease references. Can't believe I referenced that. And then they're eating, and they're like, "We've programmed these foods according to your planets. Are those satisfactory to you, Dr. Lazarus?" And and then Ryusei shows up, and he immediately has an attack of PMS and runs out. So Tomoku's like, "Are you okay?" And she runs after him. And then he runs into Cancer. He's like, "It's time to get down. Beetle Bonder." And then he's like, "Oh, fuck. Octru must have put up some ceiling symbols." And he gets beaten down, and he looks kind of drunk. I don't know. He's like standing there like, "Hello." I don't know what he was doing. And then Forze shows up to save the day using the water hazard and big chill switches before going fake Lodestar again. Lodestar! Pew, pew, pew! And they're like, "Yay, we finally beat him." Nope, Cancer Choshinka's into Supernova Girl. And he's all like, "Zoom, zoom," and stuff. And then Ryusei's calling Tachibana, but Tachibana's decided to be like all the other Tachibanas that came before him and be a dick. He's like, "I can't let you transform," because he saw his identity. And he's like, "What?" And then it ends. It's exhausting.
Cool.
No Boy Meets World references. That's what I think the end of every four is a cool story, bro. So that was an all right episode. Obviously, we're getting into Meteor's upgrade, so we're getting a focus on him. I'm hoping by the next episode we all find out who he is, because from the looks of the scans, Gintaro's going to think Meteor Storm's an entirely different person.
Yeah.
And either Cancer is always going to be Choshinka, or we're getting rid of him pretty soon, I think.
I think that might be the point of Meteor Storm, is to just pwn Cancer in the face.
Yeah, even though he's been the most competent one of the horoscopes, despite being the youngest.
And the Garen Tachibana is just a douche in a hat, and like
Tachibana just runs around
anything
with his unbalanced hair. And then, what
and
happened?
Then Virgo just ran away. Leo was in that one episode, then he just passed out.
What happened to Nanami? Where did she go? The teacher with the kickbox.
She's probably kickboxing somewhere.
she's not at school because it's spring break.
Spring break, okay.
Like Leo went off to go on a drinking binge with Pat King. His past.
Hey, drinking binge.
Am I the only one that heard that?
Pat King.
Hugs, packing.
King.
There you go.
Fast track.
Oh, sorry.
He went on a drinking binge with Pat King and has passed out somewhere. There you go.
Okay.
I'm not Oki, it's Leo.
Oh, Leo.
But I like when Suspenders guy was like, "I could hear my suspenders snap." All he did was just put a Hawaiian shirt over his normal clothes. What's wrong with him?
He's a very strange person that scares me most times.
He's a sad, strange little man.
Yeah, and then...
Sad, strange little man.
Yeah, and then, like, the Red Eyes man, like, neuralized the cop again.
Red Eyes, Asian man. At least they're showing the cops are like, oh, there's students missing, and like, any of your students are serial killers? We need to... These aren't the students you're looking for. Okay.
Okay, cool.
He just keeps Jedi mind tricking the cops.
Pretty much.
But I was intrigued when he said, like, the plan is moving along or something like that, and I'm like, wait, there's a story? Let's go on with this.
Yeah, it's mini double.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not like something like O's where they just go, look, the plan's moving along, and then they forget about the plan. Like, wait, what?
You forgot about the plan.
Plan B. Forgot about plan B. Plan C. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, it was fun. The meteor stones were just freaking huge. Jesus. That's never going to stand on the display.
Yeah. But I thought it was an alright episode. Like, I mean, I don't know.
It wasn't like last week.
It was better than an alright episode using my Forza standards.
Those nugget things are weird.
Yeah, I don't like those. Those are freaky.
I like Tomoko, though. She's adorable.
I can't wait to see them in Chris's Twitter adventures.
Oh my god, that's going to be awesome.
And then Oshawa can lurk creepily in the background. He's like, Oshawa.
Leonardo shows up.
Defender of truth. Look, you want the truth?
Defender of truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Blah. Kevin just barfed. He couldn't handle the truth. Blah. Like, it was certainly better than last week's, where I was just like, fuck my life.
Yeah, well, Oshawa will be lurking, you know, to make sure that nothing happens. And he's not a part of.
Right.
Where are we?
Regardless of my hate for the form, I'm tired of seeing magnet states.
Like,
it is getting a little obnoxious.
It's just used all the time. Like, I know it's the supposed strongest one, but...
He's got all these switches he can use. And I don't, he doesn't even need to... I like sometimes him just not use a form other than the base states, because he's got plenty of powers.
Right.
It's like the ultimate transformations.
Ultimate transformation. I don't know. Shrug.
Indeed.
Like, I just... Like, it's getting there. Like, I don't hate the show or anything anymore, really. Like, it's just not really up to par with what I want in a writer show, I guess.
It's not moving very quickly.
It's not... Well, it doesn't feel like it's really moving at all. Like, it's just kind of, like, floating in dead space. Like, not really going anywhere. Like, it's there, it exists, but it's just not moving at all.
That's kind of what, like, that's a phenomenon. That feeling about, like, you think it's still the beginning of Forza, and you're surprised it's on almost 30. Because you're, like, you're still waiting for it to get going. Like, oh, it's still early, they still got time. It's, like, 30, nothing's happened.
Like, the only thing we really got right now is the fact that, though, they're trying to make the horoscopes. I'm like, okay. Like, what else is there to the show?
You just keep going to the chairman guy. We're still working on this one. It is a challenge for us.
But I did find the intriguing when they were, like, talking about Kentaro's parents. And, like, yeah, they used to talk about a whole bunch of crazy shit. I don't know what the hell they were saying. It was all super intelligent.
More
like,
than certain that they worked with Kengo's parents.
Yeah.
Kengo's dad, at least.
Maybe his dad's really the grid-eyed man.
Like, Kengo's dad, or...
Wouldn't he recognize him?
No, Gintaro's dad.
Oh. I guess Gintaro wouldn't recognize him.
That would be weird.
I think Tachibana's everyone's dad. He's one of those creepy sperm donor doctors that switches out the samples for himself.
Oh, God.
I've seen, like, 3 shows where they use that plot lately. It's weird. Anyway.
What the hell are you watching?
It was Fringe, and it was on Awake, and it was on something else that I can't remember. What was I gonna say? Oh, I was thinking, it's on 30, and we still have... Just only have 20 episodes, or a few more than 20, to introduce the rest of the damn horoscopes. We spent so much time on the 3 of them. Or where the fuck is... What's the other one? The one
Leo.
With the pink hair.
Virgo.
Virgo?
Yeah.
Virgo disappeared for a while.
She's just like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She created cancer and left.
Like, they're not doing a very good job of balancing the villain introductions.
Like, Leo's getting a figure... pretty soon, so he should pop up at some point. Leo already exists. That's what confuses me.
I don't know. They don't do
like, where is he? Where did
Leo
go?
Exists, and then we still have to make the other seven.
Meteor still needs to find Ares.
Still looking. Hashtag still looking.
Aside from that, we have like, we still gotta get Capricorn, Gemini, Sagittarius, Aquarius.
The age of Aquarius.
Other ones.
Pisces.
Lost the one. Other one.
Lost the one. Extra like... one.
And also, why do these damn Zodiarts keep DDN transforming every time they fucking monologue? I'm tired of it. They're like, hold on, let me switch off to monologue. Oh, I will destroy you. And then Mr. Incredible throws a log at him. And they're like, oh no. And then they transform again. I'm like, oh.
Because they don't want to... I don't know.
Okay.
Touch themselves inappropriately.
They don't want a monologue.
In costume.
Yeah, they want a monologue out of costume so that the actor can portray themselves with all of their emotional senses and tact.
This is like why Spider-Man takes off his mask, because I'm going to forget it was Tobey Maguire under there.
So the actor
takes the mask off, I'm like, whoa, it's Toby.
So the actor can portray his insanity.
Dude from Pleasantville.
Movie's classic.
He was in the Cider House Rules.
He was in Pleasantville.
Which is not how you should read that title at all.
It says rules. Aww.
Along with Mike Cocaine.
Mike Cocaine?
Mike Cocaine.
Mike Cocaine.
Sounds like a person, Mike Cocaine.
It's like a porn name. He was in the movie Ted Mosby, Sex Architect.
If you say Michael Caine, you pronounce Michael Caine's name the way he says it. Michael Caine. I have a lot of free time. When I'm not watching Dragon Ball.
When I'm not doing adult things like watching Dragon Ball.
Oh, wait, I have no time then.
Because those are so manly and important.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Get them.
Space!
Is it? No, it's not time for space. It's time for.
Super Samurai Summary for Shuki!
Samurai Forever! Whoops, I put the toy down before I was done. Sorry.
And I still laugh.
Like a child.
Yep. Like a little tiny
child.
Child.
Right. Do, 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 do.
So, we have the episode The Rescue. And so.
Gonna make it a light speed rescue!
Power Rangers Light Speed Rescue!
Fuck, it's actually in the song, but you can't hear it very well.
There's an inside joke, Jeff and Ron will get in that, but...
I just think it's funny there. Let's get rescue, fuck.
The episode starts off with Mike watching Gene and Antonio have a bonding moment while typing to the Light Zord because they have nothing better to do with their lives.
Oh, 1-866 idle 0.
Oh. Mike's like, dude, watch this, it'll be funny. And so he fills up a bowl of cat food, which looks mysteriously like
Cocoa Puffs,
yeah. But anyway, so he goes up there and he's like, here, have these, and he like switches the bowls, and Antonio eats cat food, which is Cocoa Puffs, and he's like, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and Antonio just dies. And so Antonio's like, oh, fuck you. And no, not Antonio, G. He's like, fuck you.
Jason, fuck you.
So he decides that it's too noisy and Mike keeps bothering them. So he takes Antonio to the park because...
You're going to go play catch?
So, park, I mean the one bench over at Cliff.
They're on the park bench and he's typing the Light Zord and G's just pacing around like a stupid. And then he gets kidnapped by Moogers because I don't know why. He's still stupid. Then Antonio gets kidnapped by Moogers because he's stupid. No, the Mugger barfs in his face or something, and he falls over. And so they get kidnapped, and they're like, oh, crap, we've got to find them. And then it's like, oh, they're not here, but oh, it's a Light Zord. And Kevin finds his, like, little fishing spool that he was playing with while he was texting, because he likes having his hands do things.
Spool story, bro.
It's like, oh, it leads into a cave. And so they go into the cave, which is actually just an underground passage. But so they follow that, and then they finally find the end of it, and they find the other spool, which confused me, because Kevin found the spool. So logistically speaking, at the end should have been just the end of the wire, but instead it was another spool. I don't know. He's got weird double spools going on. Crazy shit, man. But anyway.
Dano shit.
But, so they get attacked by
some idiot
Moogers. And... So dumb.
Classic.
Running through your caves and smashing your ranges up.
Trying to rape them all. It was one incident, for God's sake.
So they're fighting, and then they're like, oh, the Light Zord's floating around on its own. Yeah, because it's a sentient robot that talks, assholes. But anyway, so the Light Zord's bashing into shit, and they're like, oh, that's cool. And they're like, oh, check this out. And Mike fires it, and the shark zord pops out. The shark disc pops out, and then Jaden uses it, and he's like, shark attack mode, this is awesome. And then things die.
Is that the Sword of Omens?
Is that the shark sword? Oh my god. And so they're like, oh, we need to do something else, because they're expecting us from this angle. So Jane attacks from the battle wing instead, and they're like, oh fuck, I wasn't expecting this. Bah! And then
Jane arrives sooner than
come
expected.
In, and they're like, Ranger Forest something ready, I don't know. So they're all like, yay, and then they fight, and they're like, ah, and the shark attack, and then explosions, and then he dies. And so they free Antonio and G, and G fights some Moogers because he's competent now.
And he brought his stick?
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes.
He can thwap with his stick.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's my private time!
So Antonio has a bonding moment with the Light Zord again, and then they're all like, oh, let's get big, and then they're like, Samurai Megazord, and then they're like, Shark Zord, and the Shark Zord runs around, and they're like, Samurai Shark Megazord, bah, it's your penis, and then the monster dies, and they're like, yay, and then the day is saved thanks to the Power Rangers.
Yay.
And then
yay.
It ends. There's some more funniness with the mic and the cat food, and she's like, oh, well, no, and then they're like, whatever.
Then it ends.
Yeah.
It does end.
Okay, so, gripe time.
Here we go.
Okay. So, I was with Jeff this weekend, and he enjoys reading Ranger Board after the episode airs because it's fun to laugh at people. And so, like, the entire community is all like, oh, I'm glad that they had an Emma Pira the movie reference in that cave thing, because it was not a reference. God damn it.
It reminded me of it, though.
Okay. Reminding and it's a reference are completely different things. Like, you can look at some going, hey, that reminds me of that one moment in this other show. That's fine. That's a mental thing that people do. I mean, that's a thing. But to flat out say, oh my god, that was an MMPR the movie reference. No, that was Shinkenger footage. Toei does not care about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie. It was not a reference. Get over it. God.
Whoa. All right, then.
Whoa.
And so in retaliation, I have developed Waro, the Wonderful Against References organization.
Yeah. Waro and Waro. And they team up against Watto's rules.
And I'm the proud founder of that, because I want to live in a world where not everything is a reference.
Damn it, I'm fucked. I just constantly speak in references.
Well, that's fine. Creating your own is fine. But being in that situation where, like, oh my god, that is a reference, or that scene in Gokaiju, where it's Guy gives Marvelous the Dragon Shield. Oh my god, it's an MMPR reference. Oh my god. No, it's not.
Geo Ranger happened first. Brian just beat some.
Tyranoranger got the Dragon Shield more in Geo Ranger than did MMPR. Stop being such a fucking dick.
Well, Brian just barfed on someone and called him a dick.
Well, I'm just, sorry. It kind of makes me so angry. Like, it's a reference! It's a reference! Oh my god. It's Morphin Time, that's a reference.
No, it's not. Saban traveled to the future and copied Go Busters.
Stole it.
I clearly explained this.
Like, when it's an obvious reference, that's great, but there were so many people saying, like, oh my god, that was totally an MMPR the movie reference. No, it wasn't! They're not allowed to go in a dark place without it being a fucking reference.
I think the thing that reminded me of it was I think it was Kevin that said it, like, oh, it's dark in here or whatever. It was.
Yeah.
I think it was a dialogue that did it, and then they're like, oh, here. And they used Light Zord instead of Aisha's stupid headlights.
What did those fucking things get headlights anyway? That movie confused the fuck out of me.
Rocky had, like, a scanner. That was
Kevin's
stupid.
Like, I got a whip. I'm like, where the fuck did you get that?
That was for private time. And then apparently
he brought that from home.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's probably credible, but apparently Johnny Engelbosch at Morphicon 1 said that his was supposed to have some kind of sonic ears. His helmet.
For Why? Hearing.
I don't know. He could be like an alien of some sort. A Loudred or something? I don't know.
He could be a Loudred.
He could be an alien of some sort, and he could also be a ninja. And oh, sorry.
I was trying to think of an alien that it's... Oh, Echo, that's a sound wave. I was like, who the fuck is sound waves? Ultimate sound wave. Wait, that's a transformer. Getting lost.
Sound blaster. Anyway, rants aside about people thinking that everything ever is a reference to everything else. God, I'm so banged. Fucking angry.
He's so banged. Brian's so banged.
Oh, well,
I'm so mad I can't even talk right.
It's so. I'll just say some stuffs. They were cool guys, and no, I'm kidding. Anyway,
it was cool. I liked it.
But
I liked the samurai. It was fun.
But I thought I enjoyed the episode. Like, there was definitely some gripes with it, like, you know, the shark introduction, but that didn't have a terrific introduction in Shinkenger either.
Yeah,
I just like the fact that he's like, oh, look, it was stuck. And then it comes out like, that's almost as epic as getting the Fize Blaster in the mail. Or the movie introduction of Fize Blaster, you dropped this. But, like, beyond that, like, that was just, I didn't really care that much just because I know it didn't get a good introduction in the first place.
Plus,
but
now everyone's debating about when Clash takes place, whether it's before or after this episode.
It takes place in an alternate universe where two teams should have never met.
That was my thought. I was like, well, it could just not be canon altogether. But
no, everything must be canon.
Even if you're trying to put it into canon, I think it's plausible that Clash could have came right before this. Because my line of thinking was, okay, so they unlock this shark disc thing, and they get to use it. Logically speaking, it would make Antonio want to make it so where they could use it whenever they wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they were doing at the beginning of this episode. But, I mean, at the same time, you also had, in this episode, a flat-out reference to the last episode when they're, or not the last episode, the episode before, yeah, last episode, whatever, when they were talking about how he's okay with the cat now and they can have a kitty. But, so, I don't know. Right now, I'm just gonna go with the mental thought that
I have no problems with it being in the canon since we have team ups, but I would think it would be after, just because at any point after, since it was just out of production order, was the reason. They're like, we need a special of some sort, because we have no new episodes for like 8 years. But it doesn't really matter. Like, it's not something I really care about.
Right now, I'm just mentally thinking it's not in canon until we know for sure.
It's more frustrating when it reopens the debate of when RPM takes place or if it's an alternate universe. Like, people are still talking about this?
Like, I thought it was already, like, super confirmed it was an alternate universe.
Probably no Samurai is an alternate universe, and they leave in teams, in City C's for Team C's, and I just want to know the name of the goddamn city. According to that Q&A, no one has last names but Jaden.
Jaden and Antonio are the only people with last names.
As far as we know, in the Power Rangers universe, no one has last names. And there's no racism. You're a bald guy that's supposed to be important, but I don't know who you are and forget your name still. It's important. He's like a lobster. Rock Lobster.
Commander Crayfish.
Yeah! That's it. That's funny. I also enjoyed the bromance moments between G and Antonio.
Oh, man, that was tight.
It was a golden bromance.
We don't get out of this, man. I love you.
You're
I love you, too.
Worth your weight in
gold. You're my best friend, man. I'm going to save you, man. Let me save you. Another pineapple. Let's be bros. Also, I think he did in this episode, he just said gold power without the samurai morpher part. He should keep that, because if he does, gold power is the most epic morphing call ever.
I know.
You just scream out, gold power! And then you're golden.
Like, I was just thinking how stupid of a morph called Go-Go Samurai is.
I know, it like makes him sound like 70s people.
Like, I mean, it's a slight bit more creative than Lightspeed.
Rescue!
But, like, I mean... Go-Go... Why would you say that? Like, I mean, Go-Go Power Ranger. No.
I would have rather had it been, like, Samurai Ranger Power or something, kind of like the White Ranger Power, Black Ranger Power thing they had going. That's what I thought would be cool. Not, like, really cool, but it would have just sounded better. Like, just Samurai Ranger Power, and then you're morphed.
Just call it Suit Up.
Suit Up? And Suit Up! Samurai Suit Up! I penguin suit.
That's why I like gold power so much.
There's a cool phrase they could use. They could it's called. They could use Ipitsojo. Just do that. That'd be cool.
With the way they did it. Oh god.
Ow.
He slapped himself. Oh, I missed. Fuck.
The real cool one would have been Let Samurai's guys, but
Let's
Samurai. Look, it needs to be the same as Shinkenger. Everything else in the show is.
I'm surprised with the way they were kind of going for this. MMPR vibe that they didn't just use its morphin time.
Yeah, I was honestly surprised too.
Maybe it's because GoBusters did.
GoBusters did. I mean,
maybe that's why. Maybe they're saving it for GoBusters.
They're saving it for GoBusters. It's morphin time. More phenomenal, yo.
Oh my god, you're a whore.
But yeah, I liked the episode. It wasn't like the best one recently.
It was a good watch.
I think it was a step up from. The one that was not recent. I forgot the recent episode titles, but the one that was adapted from an old episode.
Oh yeah, that one. Kevin Stein.
I like the part where my gate cut.
I like the part where you're like. Z.
Power Dice. There we go.
Another, what?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say another samurai-related funness. Right when I got home from school today, actually.
That is pretty fun.
Darkblaze put up a preview clip for the Bullzord episode. Uh-huh. And it has a bunch of stuff to do with, like, the Grand Shogun or whatever, and it's, like, the Shogun Ranger. And...
Oh, that's cool.
Is that next week?
Yeah.
Well, damn. One Zord after another.
Awesome.
But, no, it'll be pretty cool, I think. It was a nice mix between original content and the Shinkenger kind of, because, I mean, there was a little kid that was saying, like, oh, the Bullzord's not a dick. And his dad was like, oh, I don't know, I think he's kind of crazy, but... But then there was things with the Grand Shogun and stuff. And,
did the kid have accent problems?
No, actually, neither of them did.
No. Oh. Good.
Hey, Lainey, those are my glasses.
The kid only talked for like two lines or something. The dad talked more, but.
Role was called Kid and Dad. The Adventures of Kid and Dad.
The kid was Cody, and the dad didn't have a name yet.
He didn't have a name because it's Power Rangers Universe.
His name was Dad, just like in Pokemon.
Dad.
Registered Norman. Dad! Into your Pokemon. Like, whoa, what'd you yell at me?
But I think it's going to be a pretty good episode next week. Sometimes. But yeah, I think it's certainly improved since last season.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah. I haven't really had a major problem with any of the episodes so far.
It's kind of more like, I think I mentioned this before, it's more like a Wild Force now.
Yeah.
Type deal. That's the vibe I'm getting. Although I actually find some of, well, I guess more so Mike and Antonio's acting to be better than Wild Force.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't want to talk about Wild Force.
Okay, sorry.
But we all love Rick Medina.
Is that really him that got a tattoo of that? Of Deckard? Did anybody see that?
No.
It was retweeted by somebody, because I don't follow anybody from
Garage. I saw it. I don't know.
I didn't know if that was just a fan. I think it was Rick Medina, because he was smoking. Rick Medina's a bad person.
He's on my shit list now.
Because I was just confused whether it was somebody that got it, and he was like, hey, look, someone got a Decker tattoo, if it was Rick Medina. I was just like, whatever.
I think it was supposed to be Rick Medina.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So that's dedication right there.
Yup.
Even though Decker's still dead for the moment.
I couldn't, spend time thinking about who it was, because I was like, I have to watch Breaking In, because Breaking In is awesome, and you should all watch it.
No.
Anyway, yes.
Sorry, bro.
All right, so we are in the final RR in RR of Dragon Ball.
Yay.
Brian just breathed. I thought it was fitting. Kevin says, yay. Brian goes... Okay, so let's do the quick summaries. Okay, so we're starting at the martial arts tournament where Tien's there and Chiaotzu's there, like, I don't matter in life. And the Crane School, and the guy's like, I talk like this, or that's how I remember him talking, because I feel he should talk like that. And so we have the tournament, and Tien's a big ass clown, and he breaks Yamcha's leg. But then again, Yamcha had it coming, because he was like, Wu Fang Fist, and then Brian was like, shut up. So he definitely had it coming.
He had it coming, he's Yamcha.
It's like Dawson, he just keeps talking and no one really cares.
Well, you do the summary. Why do we do the summary? You people should have just watched. This is like a recap that I hate before a show. Anyway, so the final ends up being Tien and Goku, and they're all evenly matched, but Goku loses because he gets hit by a truck. Facts brought to you by Shukun Shinobi. No, because he touched a truck outside of the field, so he lost on a technicality. And then after that, thanks to good old Emperor Pilaf, King Piccolo revives, and he's all like, I'm so bloody old, I need to find me Dragon Balls. And he does.
I'm so old, I need to find my balls.
They're so far down, I can't even reach. And then he picks them up, and he turns young, and he gets all muscular because he wishes on the dragon and stuff, and Krillin and Master Roshi are dead, and they bury him.
My balls.
Aren't you going to need the bodies when they revive? Okay. And that's fine. So Goku goes on a quest for the sacred water with Yajirobe, and he gets it, and he gets so strong that he can punch King Piccolo through the chest, and then he's dead. And then he's like, Pa, but I'll sprout an egg coming from the giant hole in my chest. I don't know where the egg came from. And then
his mom is dad.
Yes, his mom is dad. And then Kami approaches Goku, and he's like, you see, Piccolo and I used to be one, and I wanted to be guardian of Earth, but then the current guardian was like, no way, you too evil, bro. And then he split in two, just like Oob and Majub did, sort of. Except they didn't melt on each other later. Anyway, so he's like, I split my evil halfway, and that was Piccolo. And now he made an offspring, which is his son, but is also him at the same time. And then Goku just starts spazzing out, because he doesn't understand what he's talking about. And he's like, you have to train under me and stuff. So Goku does, and everyone else on Earth trains. Well, on Earth, it is on Earth, but down below trains. And then they all show up at the World Martial Arts Tournament later. And Goku arrives, and he's all older now. He finally got a growth spurt and a deeper voice, at least in America. And so Piccolo Jr. arrives at the tournament, who is aged to Goku's age in, 5 years or something like that.
Three.
Yep. Yeah. Three. Well, that's even worse. I was going to say three, but I thought that was too low.
It was three years between tournaments.
So they all fought at the tournament, and Tien and Goku end up fighting, and Tien's like, you're clearly stronger than me. We're like, well, yeah, clearly. You're going to kick my Majin Buu one day, and that'll be the end of you. Except not really. He's just passed out when the Earth explodes. But anyway, the final battle ultimately leads to Goku and Piccolo, and it's all epic. And the whole tournament pretty much gets destroyed. But Goku wins, and he's all, yay! And Chi-Chi's like, I ain't neglected my marriage. And he's like, when's the meal? And then they get married, and they're like, stay tuned for Dragon Ball Z. Except we already did the RR and RR of that, silly. Going back. So, yeah. Brian, take away the story.
All right. So,
where are we taking it?
Away.
Just away?
Somewhere else. Okay. I prefer this portion of Dragon Ball more than the first, just because it reminds me more of... Because the first was a shitty movie. No. It feels more like DBZ to me. And
like more like hybrid,
that's what I seen first. It's kind of what I attached to a little bit more. But just like everything before it, it keeps Dragon Ball's kind of whimsical nature, as opposed to DBZ's just flat out fight, 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 fight. And like we said last time, how it balances out, like, here's a tournament, here's some adventure, here's a tournament, here's some adventure. Like, they just put you in situations where you're never really bored.
Yeah.
So it was always really entertaining to watch. And despite how short it was, the King Piccolo saga was pretty cool. And then the Piccolo Jr. saga was pretty awesome as well. Like, the fight between Goku and Piccolo was kind of gruesome, actually.
Yeah.
It really was.
Like, he is, like, basically ripping off Goku's limbs, except not.
I feel like, despite Z and, like, GT taking the fighting to the forefront, like, Dragon Ball's fights seem more involved. And, like, it's more about fighting and, like, technique. They're like, oh, they're doing this. Oh, he's really... And then Dragon Ball Z is like, I'm so fucking strong. I'm just going to energy you out of the house. Like, that's pretty much the way it was.
Like, oh, we need a technique. We need to be quick and experienced. And Dragon Ball Z just... Oh! For, like, 20 minutes. That's all it is. So, like, I like that aspect of Dragon Ball where even when you get to the very DBZ-esque things, like the the tournaments and the King Piccolo and Piccolo Jr. sagas, like, even when that happens, it's just, there's a different tone to it that I enjoy a hell of a lot more than DBZ, personally. But, story-wise, everything paced itself fairly well. There wasn't really too much. That period right after Fortune Teller Baba Saga and in between the start of the second tournament, I got really bored because it was really fillery.
So we started building things.
But outside of that, there really wasn't too much, like, very fillerish things, and everything was really entertaining. So, I mean, I have to hand it to the series. It kept my interest, and I really, really like it.
More than you thought you would, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Like, watching Dragon Ball Z and then watching the beginning of Dragon Ball, you start getting a little bit bored just because it's slow to pick up, and it's such a different tone. If you've seen DBZ and then watch Dragon Ball, you go in expecting DBZ just based on precedence, but it's so completely different that you either get really into it because it's different, or you just get flat out really bored because it's different. You're like, oh, they're not fighting, those are stupid. But if you kind of, like, set precedence aside and just, and, like, enjoy the whimsicalness of it, I think Dragon Ball is probably a superior series to DBZ.
Yeah, it was certainly more less crazy. Well, I mean, it's not the crazy universe, but it seemed more put together story-wise.
Right. It was definitely more put together story-wise, I think. Just based on the fact that, like, this was his story that he was building up to and telling, whereas when we got to DBZ, it's like, let's end after the Frieza saga. LOL, no. Okay, let's end after the Cell saga. LOL, like, no. And then Toriyama's Buu saga is like...
like, fuck, these people keep making me right, so I'm going to make this so bad that they make it stop. GT, fuck my life! There's not even Twitter where I can vent to, because it wasn't invented yet.
I can just imagine Akira Toriyama's Twitter, like, they're making me do another saga. Hashtag FML.
Like, if, going off of, like, Dragon Ball and the way it was, if they had went from the beginning of Dragon Ball to the end of Frieza, that probably been, like, the perfect story, because that was, like, Goku's ultimate destiny, basically.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, and then they kept the balance of power pretty well until the end, because, like, in this one, in Dragon Ball, they kept the balance a lot better in terms of who was stronger. Like, Goku's pretty much a god in the next series.
Right.
Goten's a god, according to some characters, pretty much. He could probably take out Tien.
Like, Goku was, like, always the strongest tier, but he was still parallel to Piccolo. He was parallel to Tien, of all people.
Yeah.
So, like, he had parallels and he had barriers that he had to get over. But, like, after that, outside of the villain being strong and he has to level up to beat the next boss, like, that's basically what Dragon Ball Z felt like. It's like, oh, let's see how strong Goku can get to defeat this boss.
It was like Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Goku versus the world.
I really liked the story in Dragon Ball. It was fun, and, like, this portion also Introduced more cool new characters, Kami and Mr. Popo.
He was Ken.
God, Mr. Popo. Mr. Popo was ace in this show.
Jinx's husband. Right? And then Yajirobe.
Yajirobe is the chiz.
Like, and then of course, you know, Piccolo and his crew and whatnot, and Tien and Chaozu and Crane Hermit, Master Mutaito. There's just so many things. You got to see, like, Master Roshi's master. And
like, this segment of the show had, like, so much backstory and depth to it compared to the last one.
Because Piccolo's not really a demon. He's a peaceful Namek that landed here.
Like, the first portion of the show was just, like, kind of setting things up. And then this portion of the show was just building on the universe.
Pretty much.
So I think that's why I enjoy this one more, because I'm a story whore. So I'm like, oh, story.
Yeah, it was really good, and I liked the way they tied it all together, and the way, like, we Goku had, like, people who were a match for him, and he had to actually
try to win.
Like, instead of it's like, oh, I'll just go Super Saiyan and Turbo Pwn you, like, he had to actually do things and train and, like, learn how to be better, as opposed to just, like, I'm gonna do a bunch of push-ups and kicks and stuff, and now I'm stronger because I did them in 100 times gravity.
That's how I do things.
He had to actually, like, learn to move differently and think differently and just all the different ways of fighting. And it made it really interesting.
Learn how to read their movements via the air and shit like that.
Via the air.
Outside of, like, I just need to yell really loud.
I can sense them, so I'll just instant transmission and then do something.
Well, trust me, you try and teach children to read people's movements. It's not that simple. They resist.
That's when Kevin just drop kicks him across the room.
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
Kid flying.
He's 24.
This isn't fair.
Really he funny. Volunteered. I did the only thing I could, and I said, sure, if you wish to go flying, I will support that endeavor, and I will help you go flying. And then I punted him across the room.
Fun times. Fuck yeah, punting.
But yeah, no, I mean, I absolutely enjoyed the entirety of Dragon Ball, but this portion in particular just, like, was really interesting to me. I was, like, sitting here watching it every day like Kevin did, and just sitting here going, oh, time for lunch, and then lunch ended up lasting about 3 hours because I wouldn't turn off the Dragon Ball disc.
Yeah, but it was strange, though, because you see, one minute he's training, he's like, oh, I'm training with Mr. Popo, and, like, I'm little kid Goku, and the next episode, all of a sudden, like, 3 years have passed. I'm like, wait, what?
Did I miss an episode?
Yeah, like, it randomly, like, jumped, and then all of a sudden, it's not little kid Goku anymore, it's Sean Schemmel's coming in, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm growing up Goku now. You're like, all right, and Krillin has an adult voice, and not that, like, annoying little kid voice he had. And Yamcha's got his mullet, and, like, they're just going, and, I don't remember where I was going with this. Yeah, like, I don't remember anymore, but, damn it.
I love the Dragon Ball art style where everyone's eyes were circles instead of square things. It just gradually changed, like, I never noticed it happening. No.
You don't notice these things.
But we still had naive Goku throughout the entire damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's the entire show. Z, GT, AF.
Yeah, he's just... I thought a bride was a food. Oh, my bad, GG. Sorry.
Oh, well, let's get married anyway.
Yeah. Let's get married, GG. Okay.
One day, I'll be 12, and I'll run out on you when you're 60. No one ever thinks that on their wedding day.
I'm sitting here going, Goku, why would you marry that?
Yeah, that bitch is crazy. Trust me, I know about crazy bitches. That was crazy.
Cray cray.
That Dawson misspelled Urataros' name, I just noticed.
Where?
On your review, you spelled it Urataros.
Urataros.
That was young Dawson.
Speaking of young Dawson.
Before I trained with Kami.
Did you review Climax Form?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Alright, I'll stop looking then.
I'm not the only one.
I've just been avoiding it because he has so
right,
much to
you
do.
Reviewed Climax Form.
I'm not the only one that's behind.
Oh.
Well,
anyway.
Someone else is trapped. I don't remember who it is. I think it's Barnaby. Have I reviewed Barnaby? I think he's trapped in the lost file. I reviewed him. I just hasn't put him up yet. I hasn't put him up yet. Brilliant. Brilliant English. That wasn't some
it's
binoculars.
It's time.
What's the binoculars?
Anyway.
It's Peeping Tom time. Oh, man.
So,
check out that McFly girl. Wait, her name's not McFly when she's there. Oh, shit. I touched the button. And he started talking.
Shut up.
Sorry. Cool. Move on to characters?
Yeah. Wow. Voice died for a second there. Yeah.
Just be glad the rest of you didn't die.
Goku
first.
Is Goku.
I like when the fact that, like, when Goku aged, like, he didn't really change. He was just older.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't remember me? They're like, who the fuck are you?
It's like, I'm still that obnoxious little kid who beat your asses. I'm just...
It's like, hold on, let me take this turban off my head. Like, Goku, why are you in a turban in the
do
first place?
Do I look like
place?
A turban guy to you? I'm from Brooklyn, okay? Goku's from Brooklyn. What was I going to say? Well, it's good they finally made him taller because he's like, oh, I'm this many. I'm 14. I'm like, I haven't seen many 14-year-olds that go up to people's knees.
Yeah. Like, that was the thing about Kid Goku is that, like, he was drawn the same no matter how old he was.
So they had to change that up.
So he was always really tiny. Like, no one in the Dragon Ball universe, like, changed heights.
At least they aged.
So, I mean, they aged. They just never changed heights.
Yeah.
Krillin got a little bit taller, I think. But I think that's only because they made Goku a tiny bit taller, too.
Yeah.
But he was still ridiculously short.
But Goku was all cool, and he's... I love when you just get frustrated with Popo when they were training.
Like, why can't I really hit you?
Why can't I hit you?
I like how...
Mr. Popo was like, it's because I'm black.
But then he'd always get excited, like, is somebody stronger than me? Yes!
I like how Goku, like, him winning the tournament at the end of the series is like how I always thought Ash would do it, except the show's never gonna end. So, yeah. Ash is screwed.
Like, Goku's just sitting there with, like, one arm just all jacked up and he can barely move. I won! Yeah!
How do they even record that? Everyone was dead.
He's got a fucking like, hole in his lung.
God. Poor Goku.
Like, how are you breathing?
Goku, stay back. If you guys help me, I'll lose the match. Like, Goku, you're barely alive. It's fine.
I want to win. I've been losing on technicalities for all these years.
I want to win, damn it.
I want to have a statue at the end of GT. Commemorating me, because I won once. And the guys, the announcer's a really big fanboy of me.
I love you, Goku! Woo! Goku!
Brilliant impersonation.
Like, okay.
Brilliant. That's actually exactly how he sounds. What's wrong with you, Dawson?
Oh, sorry.
What?
I don't know. Anything else to say about Goku?
Not really. I love the way that they just handled his character and, like, just kept it consistent. Whereas
yeah.
Krillin just kind of, like, he was a big, like, wave. He was like, I don't know what kind of person I am.
Like, I'm a dick. No, I'm not. I'm really insecure. I'm nervous.
Then I'll age, and I'll get a little bit taller, and my voice will deepen a lot.
Because he just smoked a lot of cigarettes when Goku was gone. Like, a lot.
And Goku has, like, no fear. He doesn't,
no
matter.
Fear.
He's like,
no pain.
He's like Kuga. He'll just run in.
Casserole.
And, like, nothing deters him. I also love how at the end, when they're trying to get that Bansho fan thing, when he's gonna go marry Chi-Chi, and they run into Emperor Pilaf again.
At this point, I was just like, go away.
He's like, hey, guys. And they're like, he looks familiar. And they're like, oh, crap, it's Goku. Run away! Like, they just got all scared and, like, flipped out and ran away, like, screaming Jojo. It was funny.
And yet, when they see him in GT, they don't recognize him as an adult. Plot hole. That's the biggest plot hole in all of GT.
How are
yes,
you?
Yes, that.
Oh, I forgot we ran into you and you looked exactly like that because Saiyans don't fucking age at all.
Oh, well.
Who are we talking about?
We were talking about Goku.
Oh, I thought we moved on to Krillin for some
now
reason.
Now we're talking about Krillin again.
What's Krillin? Is he any cool?
He's an asshole.
Well, he spent a good portion of this segment of the show dead.
Yeah, that's true, he did.
He was my favorite character.
He wore a hat at one point.
You know, like, suit?
Like Krillin just died, and I'm like, no, Krillin!
And then Goku went Super Saiyan? Wait, that's later.
His name was Krillin! Whoa.
He was my friend! I like when they go to the next tournament, and the announcer sees Krillin, and is like, wait.
It's a ghost! It's like, no, I just came back with the Dragon Balls!
Oh, the Dragon Ball
okay. I can't die. I'll just keep coming back with the Dragon Balls. That's how this show
works. This is the point of the show where death started not meaning things. Then when you get to Namek, nothing matters anymore, ever.
Like not even life.
Oh my god. Fucking hive mind. Our pessimist hive mind.
Yep.
Our hive mind.
What else is there? I'm sorry, I saw something on TV that was funny. Let's see. Yeah. Yamcha? Did he do anything? He got his leg broke.
This is a random
yeah,
just
and he
Dragon
sat around
thing.
At the Kame house
the,
for a while.
The next DBZ figure it supposedly was Cell, so.
What?
Just throwing
well, I guess
here.
It makes sense. There's the last saga on Kai, I guess.
I don't even think they care about Kai anymore. There's.
Because Kai sucks. Because their voices suck.
I'm just doing whatever. So, anyway, I was just throwing that out there.
Anyway, so Yamcha, he spent half of it with his leg broken. So again, I love this character. Didn't really do anything, just sat around, bump on a log. Then he's like, I'm going to train because I'm going to beat Goku. And you're like, huh, you're a funny jokester.
Yamcha kind of became useless. Kind of just became like a general
became
background threat.
Became useless?
Look,
or was
in the first series
useless.
He was like, I'm going to betray all them. And I might hook up with Bulma, but not after we decide to keep Vegeta around. So poor Yamcha got the shaft, and then he was like a 40-year-old Asian guy in the Dragon Ball Evolution movie. Bzzz. And Kevin's a 40-year-old robot. Oh, we got the hint. Yay! Like, he became more useless.
Yeah.
Kind of like how everyone that's important right now, except for Goku, becomes useless.
Yeah.
Even Piccolo. Every single one of them. Goku's the only one that makes it. He's like the last person to leave a show.
These things happen, you know. It just you come in, you have a purpose, you're a villain, you get beat the hell up by the hero, you join his team as one of the good guys, and then slowly they phase you out as pointless and useless and you suck at life. You know, it's just it's unavoidable, really. It's upsetting, but it's just a fact of being a Dragon Ball character.
Fuck life! Fuck life. Pictures cracks me up. Kevin comments, Doug life. That's really funny. Anyway. I'm trying to think of what else in Goku's posse we could comment on. Well, I guess... Oh. No, wait, hold on.
Thug life.
You want to talk about Master Roshi at all?
We can. He stayed old and perverted. He was dead.
I was like, well,
he got killed.
I guess talking about Tien and Chao Tzu.
I wasn't sure if we were separating by villains or not, and I don't know if they counted. I wasn't sure. I was very conflicted emotionally about where to include them. Somebody help me!
Brian?
Nods.
What were we talking about? I got sidetracked. What?
I was trying to figure out who to talk about, and then Kevin was like, Tien and Chiaotzu, and I was like, I don't know if they're including them as villains or not. Or are we even separating them?
No,
villains?
They're normal.
They're normal.
They're cool, I guess.
They ain't heavy.
Alright, well, Chiaotzu begins his term as a useless character.
Chiaotzu's creepy. Imagine a live-action Chiaotzu.
I'm like, Chiaotzu is frightening.
Just get a midget.
He has, like, that one hair.
Just have him play by Wee Man from Jackass.
Just powder him up and he'll be Chiaotzu.
Wee Man for American Chiaotzu.
He, like, points at Krillin and just pesters Krillin.
Yeah.
Screws over Goku and fight with Tien.
That's okay, because Krillin wins because he knows how to count.
Yeah.
He didn't forget three, thanks to Cat. I'm victorious. Obviously, the GoBusters didn't get that message. Tien?
Oh, but I think that's intentional because the line before it is scramble. So maybe they're intentionally doing that.
What?
Mine equals blown.
I'm so
the GoBusters theme.
Oh, I get it. Scramble. Holy crap. Scramble the number? You can't do that. That's like scrambling the alphabet. Wait, that's just spelling. Never mind.
That's just spelling.
I want to say that I liked the idea of the Crane School as kind of like a rival school for Master Roshi's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was neat. And Tien was a complete dick. Oh, he had a sudden character shift. He's basically just like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to be such a bald asshole. Kid is right, bald asshole. That's a hate crime.
It's a hate crime.
That was it from an episode of Kirby Enthusiasm I saw. Like, the officer is bald. He's like, I'm a member of the bald community and I'm not offended, sir. Well, you shaved your head, so that was a choice. I don't consider you to be a member of the bald community. Alright, that's enough of that. It was funny.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Did he say something about Tien before he cries out of his third eye?
Tien had such a turnover that, like, I was just confused.
Like, it seems weird because he was presented as, like, this super rival for Goku. And then the next time you see him, he's like, I concede. You're better than me, Kakarot. You are the best.
Yeah, like one minute he's there and like he's I can beat you up, Goku, and he's like all rivals, and then like the next minute he's like we're BFF Facebook friends forever.
Like, can I add you on Facebook?
Like, it was just weird because like he's all like I'm a dick, I'll murder everyone, and then he loses to Goku. He's like, it's cool. We're bros now, right? Bro fist.
We're bros because we fought. Because we dueled. I cheated by looking at your fighting techniques when you were practicing behind that tree. I don't know. The stretch. Didn't he fight like one of Piccolo's minions? Like it was like a fat thing? And he got the shit beat out of him? Tien?
Possibly. I don't know. The Piccolo's minions beat the shit out of everyone, so.
Oh, okay.
Then Yajiro will be 8-1.
Yeah. Apparently it tastes good.
Yajirobe's awesome.
Yajirobe.
He was awesome.
Speaking
in the show.
Of Yajirobe, he's badass in this show.
I know, right?
Like, DBZ, like, cut his balls off or something, but he was pretty cool in the show.
He was. I really liked him when I watched it. And then in DBZ, he did help in the Saiyan battle, reluctantly.
Yeah. He, like, carries Goku up Korin Tower, and then he tries to ride the Flying Nimbus.
It's really funny how, like, characters introduced here just never matter later. Like, Korin, he's just there to give out senzu beans like some sort of whore. And Yajirobe just kind of hangs out up there until he grows a mustache.
I liked the giant, like, Nimbus Cloud factory thing. That
just kind of floats around.
Here you go. Pick one to your liking, Goku. Thanks, Master Korin!
Wee!
I like this one. They all look the same.
This one.
Fool's eyes.
Come in later.
Fools, eh? No. What else? Are there any more characters that are worth mentioning?
Oma, clearly the star of the show. What is she? I don't even remember her doing anything. She
Nice Launch got, like, murdered or something.
Yeah, Nice Launch got murdered.
Poor Nice Launch.
Bulma continued to have boobs. Cranky Launch fell in love with Tien. It was all like, Zombie, I love Tien.
Hey, Tien! Like, why is your voice so weird?
hey, I'm here to beat folks.
Hey, I'm Fat Lunch. It's like a rapper, Fat Lunch. You know, it's Fat Lunch coming out at you with a single, Meatballs. Anyway, I can't think of anybody else from the hero side that's worth mentioning. Dr. Briefs?
Yeah, no.
Nobody else did anything. Oolong and Puar?
They just kind of remained the same.
They remained Oolong and Puar. Poor Puar had to be stuck with that sidekick Yamcha. Can I get a real character to be next to me? Nope, you got Yamcha. Dang it.
Dang it. Everyone knows Puar is more badass than Yamcha.
True facts.
Goku goes to that village of, like, all little pig dudes. Hey, Oolong.
Hey, it's Oolong.
It's going
Hey, it's Oolong.
See, what I think that scene was trying to do was to mirror the white man going to Asia. Hey, look at Jackie Chan.
when Chris Tucker punched Jackie Chan, sorry, man, y'all look alike. That was pretty funny. So, Viren's? And by Viren's, I mean Viren.
The glow?
Technically, it's two, but it's one at the same time.
I am my junior.
My junior? It's like Majub.
Piccolo was probably like the greatest villain of the show because the show didn't really have that many villains.
Yeah.
We had just had kind of douchebags. Emperor Pilaf.
Pilaf?
God damn it. All I can think of is Pilaf rice and I get hungry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, fuck, Coke I could Brian. Really use some rice. Like, really bad.
Brian, focus.
Now, whenever I see rice pilaf on a menu, I'll just see, like, pilaf's just stupid derp face in my head.
And Shu and Mai, and they'll just all be there. And the little robots getting beat up by Goku.
What to say about Piccolo? He was evil, for sure. He was not a nice guy.
He was definitely, like, pilaf's like, oh, I'm evil. No, Piccolo was evil. He was about to kill that, like, dog president.
He's about to kill that entire sector of the planet.
He was the like the first villain that I felt like legitimately the characters were threatened by, really.
Oh, absolutely. Like, Tambourine killed Krillin and...
Tambourine?
Man, almost badass killed name. Goku and...
That was the fat dude, the TNB, or beat by.
Which
Tambourine is like his Nappa.
I thought sort Tambourine... Of. No, Tambourine was the thin one. Or was that...
Oh, that...
No, that was Tambourine. There's Tambourine, piano,
and
cymbal.
Drum and cymbal.
Drum. Drum was the one that Goku and Yajirobe killed.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because that's they got back. Cymbal power.
Cymbal was one of the big one that he fought, right, but that Tien lost to.
Yeah.
And piano was... What, I don't remember which one was rich. Piano was the little pterodactyl dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then cymbal was the one that... Tien fought.
He used his symbol power to beat Tien.
Yeah.
Symbol power, douchebag seal. Then he beat Tien.
Symbol power, Tien. What?
Like, didn't he... Wait, was that... Hold on. Didn't he kill the dragon? No.
Yeah, Piccolo?
Piccolo
killed the motherfucking eternal dragon.
I knew that.
He killed Shenron into like a billion pieces.
That's what made him badass. That's when you knew it was a serious thing.
He's just like, I want to be young again. Alright, bam. Your wish has been granted. And he's like, oh, and before you go, Shenron, bam, you're dead.
It was more like, your wish has been dead. Bam, edit. But yeah, that's when you knew he was a serious threat. But what if he wanted more wish? Okay. What if he wanted, like, Eternal life. Oh, well. I guess the later villains will think of that.
Yep.
Eternalu. What?
And then he hatched Piccolo Jr. Or regular Piccolo as we come to know him.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Why does he age so fast in 3 years?
Because he can.
I don't know.
Funny seeing him in Dragon Ball after seeing him in Dragon Ball Z. When he's all like, I love Gohan.
Look how long it took for Dende to age.
That's true. Like, I don't know. I think just plot device.
Yeah, pretty much. And the fact that I think the concept of Namekians hadn't been invented yet.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, his offspring were all these weird demonic things. And, like, they didn't really think of Namek as a race then. Just Piccolo was a demon. So they're like, oh, fuck, he can make whatever the hell he wants. So he, like, makes the little mutant things. And then we're like, oh, but...
oh, but, really?
Yep.
They upped this shit up. Yeah, like, that's where it got confusing, and it's like... Is it his offspring, or is it him? Why does he age so fast, and things get retconned later?
They pretty much retconned that from that because how evil King Piccolo was, that his offspring were mutated from the evil.
Yeah.
That was kind of their little retcon reasoning.
Well,
but how adorable was little Piccolo?
I was about to say that. Just went around,
I want a plush
like...
of him.
He's like,
hug it.
I hate everything.
He's like the Grinch.
I'm like,
it's like watching the Grinch grow
up.
That's basically what it was.
He's so adorable.
I'm just quiet. Dragon Ball characters are so like one dimensional.
I'm
like,
just trying to figure out what made him change his mind at the beginning of DBZ. It's like, oh, I'll fight you so you don't die, and then he dies anyway.
Well, because Raditz was so strong that he needed the Alliance, and then they found out that the other Saiyans were going to come, and they were even stronger than Raditz. So Goku, it was Gohan that changed Piccolo, pretty much.
Yeah.
Although before that, it was all like, oh, I'm just teaming up with you because these guys are strong as shit. Because he was scared of Raditz, and then when Raditz said there was people even stronger than him, he was scared. He was shitting his purple pants. Do they shit? Do they have butts? I don't know.
Like, it's just, when you look at DBZ Piccolo and then look at this Piccolo, there's like, it's just such a dramatic change that you go, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, he wasn't as evil at the beginning of DBZ. I mean, he was pretty harsh on Gohan, but it was pretty much Gohan that changed him. And then merging with Kami mellowed him out a lot.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because isn't it... Like, it kind of ruins the whole epicness of them re-emerging, because he's technically, like, Piccolo's son.
Yeah.
Sort of. But I don't know. It's worse than a soap opera.
King Piccolo reincarnated. What?
So confusing.
Yeah.
Don't be silly.
It really is, but... Piccolo is a cool guy.
I like him. He did cool stuff.
Nope.
What, Kami?
No, well, Kami's cool, too. He was Kami. Kami-sami. Kami's like, I'm Piccolo with a giant, bulgy brain head. I feel
like
that's squishy.
That's what King Piccolo had before he had de-aged.
De-aged? Like, I guess that makes sense. Just
he had that big head thing going on.
When the Namekians get older, all the fat goes to their head. That's what must be their poop from.
Oh, God.
I don't know, that's just too much. Was there anyone else?
Piccolo is Kira Toriyama's favorite character.
Well, why did he get rid of him? Well, I guess he didn't. Piccolo was still around quite a bit in the Buu saga. It was GT that got rid of him.
Yeah. He was there for most of the show.
He was just more of a mentor dude. It's really sad how far he's fallen. He's like this super evil villain, and then he's like fucking babysitting Goten and Trunks at the
yeah.
end of the series. Like, oh, don't eat the ice cream. Oh no. Whatever Piccolo's do. Ha, huh, I blew up the hyperbolic time chamber because you couldn't defeat him, but I was bluffing. FML! I want to tweet this. Fuck, I don't get 3G in the hyperbolic time chamber. 4G. Damn it, that doesn't work either.
Bigelow is like, stuck watching the kids again, hashtag FML.
I can't believe this. Goku stuck me with another one of his brats. This is ridiculous. I was going to rule the world.
It's ridonkulous is what it is. Okay, so I think that covers characters. Who's next? What's next? Transformation. Oh, wait. Megazords.
Oh, wait. Megazords?
What do we do after this point? Is
yeah,
it like...
It's like the transformations, you're right.
Concepts.
But like, there
but there's
just
not really
isn't
anything.
Anything new to talk about in this segment.
No, Goku transformed into an adult.
That's about it.
That's about all.
That's about all.
Piccolo transformed from being normal size to giant size. He was all like,
"That's true.
Make my Piccolo grow.
Make me grow, self." Anyway, that was stupid. I'm sorry.
Power and force of darkness make my Piccolo grow.
Fire the torpedoes. Saddle lasers. Drink this potion. What was light speed? Batarangs or whatever. Bat cracks.
Batlings?
Yeah. Time Force, they ripped off their nicotine patch. Toil
Dark
and strife.
Spirits of toil and strife. Bring this fallen Piccolo new life.
Old empowerment / fake robot copy, which is what Hurricaneer used. That was some cool Hurricaneer did. They had robot copies. That made more sense. Yeah. Anyway. And now I'm just going over in the middle of Dragon Ball and then Dino Thunder. How did Dino Thunder make things grow?
They shut that beam thing on them.
They make it rain!
Yeah, they made it rain.
That's Mystic Force was the magic overdrive. I don't remember how they did that.
I don't either.
It's a Mega Monster! Stop trying to make Mega Monster happen, Gretchen. I mean, Jaden. Anyway, I think, didn't we talk about music last time and just said that I liked it? Yeah. So now is it just final thoughts already?
Yeah.
Wow. That was fast. So,
well,
final thoughts?
That's what happens when all the music is the same as last time, even though we didn't really talk about it in the first place because I don't pay attention to it.
I have a question. Where does Goku's power pole keep going?
You don't want to know.
You know. There's a cavity.
Like, he carries it around, and then he lost it, and he found it again. And then he stuck it in that hole in Corn Tower, and he's like, power pole extend. And it shoots up into the lookout. And then he magically gets it again after he beats Piccolo Jr. And then it is never seen again until the end of the show when he's walking around with it.
It's the same place that Forza gets his switches.
His butt?
Yeah, he reaches behind his back, and he's like, poof! He does magic. And how anybody in, like, Toku does anything. Hey, look, I had a giant sword behind my back.
But, yeah, so final thoughts, basically just what I said earlier.
Oh, check my blog.
Just, like, I love Dragon Ball. Like, it's, okay, I'll just say it. It's my favorite of the three. Like, whoa. I love DBZ, like, a lot, but as far as, like, just sitting down watching and enjoying the show without having to think too hard because most of the canon in this show made some lick of sense, like, it's just, it's a fun watch, and I really enjoyed it. And then there's silence.
Sorry, I was in the middle of a yawn. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to happen. I was trying to say something, the yawn attacked me. I pretty much agree. Like, I'm not entirely sure if it's my favorite, but I do agree it's the most put together. And it's a surprising good time, like, especially if you see Z first, like most people did. I did, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I really do love Dragon Ball. I thought it was good.
Like,
it was a good show.
I understand
it
now why during our DBZ discussions, Arisa was like, Dragon Ball! Now I'm sitting there going, Dragon Ball! So,
and I'm sitting here going, Team Cross-Eyed!
Yeah, I really like Dragon Ball, and what I like about it is that Dragon Ball Z is good and everything, but
in Dragon Ball, you have all the characters are established and they have development and a story. I mean, in Dragon Ball Z, nobody really changed except Goku getting Super Saiyan powers. I mean, Vegeta changed, and that was about it. But no one else really changed in Dragon Ball Z. Gohan got older and stayed being kind of wimpy, except for when he beat Cell, and then he went back to being wimpy. But, like, everything was pretty staticky, or characters just ceased to be. They stopped showing up for battles. They stopped showing up for life. They were just chilling in the rec room, having a soda, watching TV. And even the villains didn't have all that much of anything of who they are in Dragon Ball Z. But in Dragon Ball, like, there's all kind of people and all these adventures that Goku goes on. And he makes friends and is all like, what's that? I don't know what that is. I'm a little kid and I was raised up in the forest somewhere, not knowing anything about anything.
With pandas? Oh, wait. That's John.
But yeah, it was very fun. I definitely enjoyed it, despite cramming through all of 5 seasons of Dragon Ball in 6 weeks.
Kevin's just going to pass out now.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting. I finished the last 3 episodes like an hour and a half before we started recording this portion.
He just made it before we started.
I mean, I like challenge completed. Brian said I would not be able to complete it in time. I did.
I have to commend you on that. I didn't think you were going to do it. You pulled it off.
You're not going to finish it.
I was thoroughly surprised. Like, I didn't know it was possible to gun through the entire series that fast.
Yeah.
But moral of the story, never doubt Kevin.
Many have tried, many have failed.
Don't worry, you can still doubt me.
Oh yeah, we will doubt you. But yeah.
Moral of the story, don't not doubt Dawson.
Yeah. And just like the Dragon Ball, the setup and like not setup, but the back and forth of tournament and adventure.
It's
and
just a lot easier to digest than DBZ is.
Yeah, it was really good. It and
doesn't leave the bad aftertaste.
Yeah.
Or indigestion.
Yeah. And like we said, like Goku's opponents were kind of evenly matched, so he had to like train hard and learn things, and he had his friends there, and they were training and not entirely useless, even though they still kind of were.
I like how goddamn the 3 of them were like, oh, we're going to go train with Korin, and then it ends.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're like, wait, I want to see that. And although I do like how like he goes to see Kami. Kami comes out, and he like flips. Like, oh, it's Piccolo, and like attacks him. And like, Korin didn't tell you, did he? That asshole. He thinks it's real cute to do that to people. And then everyone sees Kami and they're like, 2 Piccolos? What's going on?
They'll be killed. 2 Todd Mannings. What?
Whoa.
What? No. I couldn't resist. It was there. It was right in front of me. Now that was silence.
Yeah.
There was no yawn about that.
You mean Andre really wasn't dead? He was playing as Tony the entire time, and no one knew, and Tony was hidden away on an island somewhere?
Nobody seen more butts than you, Uncle Tony. No? One up to your soap, one up with a heavyweights reference. Bam! No?
No.
Dang it.
No, it doesn't work. Your heavyweights reference will still be trumped when I slap you.
I'm like the only person that makes heavyweights references. I'm pretty sure.
I need to watch that movie again.
Oh, you should. There could be 2 people in the entire world that makes heavyweights references. Anybody listening, have you watched Heavyweights? Do you know what I'm talking about right now? No.
I do. I love that movie. I think we have it at my house somewhere. So, I think my sister has it.
Announcing the next RRR segment. Heavyweights. Okay, so are we ready to announce?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Just move on, Brian. Just like ready to quit. Stop recording.
Okay, go for it.
You've announced I'm taking my pants off.
The podcast is now going to be done naked. Only Kevin, though. So now we're done with Dragon Ball. We've
and with video.
Another RR in RR segment. So now it is time to announce our next one. Drum roll, please. Thank you. Tiny drum roll. We are circling back to Toku, and we are now going to be covering Kamen Rider.
Woo!
What is a Kamen Rider? Fuck if I know.
Kamen Rider Dragon. We did that one already.
So, yep. We're doing... We already did Dragonite. That's right. I keep forgetting we did that.
Yeah.
Let me do Master... No, did we do Master Rider? Yeah, we looked at pictures.
Yeah, we made fun of it, remember?
Okay.
Master Rider.
After... We took an extended break from Toku-related things, and now we're finally getting back to something that is Toku-related, so... Yeah. Kamen Rider. Starting with Kuga. We're not going to go in Decade order. Kuga through Decade, since we already did Double and O's wrap-ups.
All right.
And we covered all the episodes.
I have 4 weeks to watch Agito. Here we go.
Love it.
Again.
Killing Kevin already. He's just going to become sick from watching TV.
I can't handle it.
So look forward to that. 2 weeks from now, we'll start with Kuga. We're going to open a thread, right?
Yep.
So just like the Power Rangers retrospective, we'll have a thread open for comments on each season. I don't think Kiefer can do this one. Kiefer, you have however many weeks this is going to take to watch Kuga through Decade. Go. Are you going?
It'll be fun.
It will be. It'll be good to talk about something Toku again, where characters actually aren't just like, well, I guess Shoichi-kun is Shoichi-kun.
Where we have multiple segments besides characters, virins. Okay, we're done.
Transformation. There's no Megazords until you get to Deno. Then they have those stupid train sequences. Oh no, the Imagine turned into two unrelated monsters. What are we going to do? Fast forward. Whoops. Get my secrets away. Bam, edit. Okay.
Alright, so now it is time for the Twitter question of the week.
I'm not even tired from the Dragon Ball discussion.
I know,
right?
So much energy.
Energy! Sorry. Energy.
Energy!
Energy's here? Oh, man.
Why do we have to include him?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag what the fuck?
Low?
Good.
I got pulled over again.
Pulled over.
All I did was drive drunk.
Yeah, because you're black. That's why I got pulled over.
Please.
So what's the questions of the week?
Alright, so our first question is from Shadow Rydera, and he says, what was your first game console? Favorite game console of all time? So my first console, I have to think about this.
It was a bouncy ball.
It was... I'm going to disclude handhelds just because I'm in debate about whether my first was the SNES or the Game Gear. But my first actual like home console was Super Nintendo. My favorite of all time...
The Jesus Machine.
I honestly don't know.
Brian loves the Virtual Boy.
Definitely the Virtual Boy, oh my god. I think the Super Nintendo, just because I have so many memories attached to it, and I love a lot of games for that system. But I mean, at the same time, I also really dig the 64 and the GameCube, even though like everyone hated the GameCube for some reason.
Good old purple one.
I guess it was purple. I love my purple GameCube.
You can get a black one. I love my purple one, but... Anyway. But yeah, so I can't really say what my favorite... one of all time. It's just because kind of really depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Moon?
Mood.
Oh, sorry. Let's see. So, we have to discount handhelds? I was going to say Game Boy. No, my answer is invalid, thanks to Brian.
Well, you can. I just said okay. I'm going to.
Okay, well, that was technically my first one. My technical first home console, that I owned was an N64, because I always played video games in my friends' houses before that. The favorite one's a hard one because, like, it's more of a nostalgic answer since most of the best games I've played are in this generation. So, but I would say about a nostalgic level, just my PS2, just because I played so many games on that thing, like my baby system, and then I turned it in to get a PS3. But it still holds a special place. And it had the Jack games and the Sly games and just a lot of good times with that one.
My my first console was my Super Nintendo. I love that thing. Yeah, for favorite, I never really thought about that. I could take this. I'm considering taking the Shuki cop-out answer and saying the Super Nintendo.
Oh no! Wait, I changed my favorite to N-Gage. Sorry. Boy, the N-Gage.
Like, we have like a billion SNES games at my house, and also those games were actually difficult and didn't give you all the answers. Like, hey, just do this. And if you like died like four times, a little message would come on the screen saying, "Hey, we saw you died a lot of times. We think you might be a retard. Here's how to beat the level."
You might be a retard.
You might be a retard. We don't want you to give up on the game and quit because you can't do things for yourself like a normal human being. You actually have to keep trying on your own at these games and work at them and practice. And it's a hard concept for most people to understand considering the way today's games are, but you have people telling you exactly, hey, go here. Go, like, take a left and then go to the tree. Now you see the tree, walk past the tree, right, to the second tree. If you find a third tree, you've gone too far. They don't give you that. They just go, yeah, go north. All right. You got a whole giant map to explore north.
It just says, find it.
Yeah, find it. All right. Let me get a search dog and a map and a compass and you're sitting there. Like an actual compass, not like a, like one of those mathematical compasses with the little pointy stick and the pencil, not like a compass.
I know. I'm sorry, I just started laughing.
What?
Compass. Alright, no one here knows what I'm talking about, so I'm just gonna. Plus, I have this creepy pinball
game. You say
game
compass right like that dragon from Overdrive.
Compass?
He's like, it's a compass.
A compass. And plus I have this creepy pinball game that scares me when I turn it on because it makes this evil laugh.
Oh god.
Just saying.
It's probably mean it's haunted.
I don't know if anyone else has this. It's got like three boards and it's like the creepiest thing ever. I don't know if anyone else has this game.
I don't have
but
it.
But it's frightening.
You know, speaking of consoles, I always feel really bad for my friend because
he has his own one? Yeah.
No, because he had his sister's NES. She gave it to him. And then when she moved away, his mom sold it and all the games. So he's been trying to steadily rebuy those. And he let his uncle borrow his N64 and games, and then his uncle sold all his games. So now he's trying to rebuy those. Because we're constantly at Game Crazy. He's looking to like rebuild his empire, like he says. And I just feel bad for him. Like, man, your relatives suck.
Dick moves, man.
Right?
My friend has an NES. Like, I think it's his brother's that, like, somebody left at their house or something. Some kind of weird way they got it. Like, they didn't buy it, like, and no one gave it to them. They just happened to cross an NES and a bunch of games, and then they have it. It was pretty fun that we played it in the dorms. Long hours playing the original Legend of Zelda. See, that's an example. The original Legend of Zelda on the NES. They didn't tell you where to go. You just said, here, find the next one. All right. Let me just go where I gotta go. Find the next jump. Oh, this one's number 7. Oh, never mind.
Oh, third tree. We've gone too far. Lionel, yeah. We've gone too far.
We let Brock guide us with the map again. Damn it.
At least he's not annoying like Silent. Okay, that's
I'm a 20
minutes now. 20 minutes on that question. All right, next question.
Angelic Arson asks, why do you guys refer me as Angelica?
Well, because it's funny to us. Because,
like, the angelic part just reminds me of Angelica. And one time, I told Angelica to go away.
And because we find it funny.
Like, it just, like, the way it just reminds me of Angelica. Sorry.
Yep. There you have it.
Strayed from the mouth of an idiot.
That should be my new segment.
What else do we got?
You actually contribute from now on.
Also from Angela Carson, have you ever had digestive problems while recording the podcast? Kevin?
Not while recording. usually before.
I've had to pee really bad a lot, but I usually just use the summaries for that. I mean,
especially when we used to do Ghost Danger. He was
cuckings.
He lived in the bathroom. He
I painted it. walked the dogs. I did lots of things.
Dawson actually built a shed in his backyard during the Ghost Danger summaries.
Shed.
There is a shed in my backyard. Where are the cameras?
He took up carpentry. It was amazing. He sent me a new birdhouse after we were done the show.
It just said Ghost Age around the front of it.
Selena being for Airy, I don't know why. It's one of the ears. But usually before. That's why things don't start for till late at night. Because these guys are never ready. I show up early. They're like, oh, we're not ready. We're playing games.
We're playing games. It's so funny because it's true. We're
playing. They're like, what do we start too late? Well, Kevin gets here late. So then I show up early. You're like, hold on. We're playing. Insert game name here.
Just picture start me in a minute. Sitting there playing with a derpy smile on our faces.
Like, we'll get done this in 5 minutes. Half an hour later, we're almost done, I promise. Okay.
Oh my god, it's really funny. We're playing games. It's just so funny, because that is usually what happens. Oh my god. But yeah. Good times. Brian, have you ever had to run to the loo during the podcast?
No, but I did have a pretty bad throw up attack while editing it.
Oh god.
Well, what Brian does when he has to go to the bathroom is he does like in an episode of South Park when they were playing WoW, he just pushes a button like Cartman did and just yells, "Ma'am, bathroom," and she brings down a bucket.
That's disgusting. But anyway, let's see. From Soundout 12.
Who the hell's that?
I don't know. He says is it it is your last day on Earth. What do you do?
Buy more toys. What else?
Hold on, we're playing games.
Live?
What do I do? Upload the rest of my reviews that are on my computer.
Move to another planet? Where am I going? That doesn't imply you're dying. Maybe we're going to Mars. Maybe we're going to Miranoi.
We're going to Mars to find John Carter.
It's a sequel to Mars Needs Moms. It's Mars Needs Nerds.
Yay.
Right.
What do? I go slit Shuki's throat and say, now I'm the boss of RRR, bitch.
I'd probably just watch Chuck until the end of the day.
Brian would finish all 5 seasons twice.
It's true, I would.
And he somehow still get all the toys off AmiAmi before we do. I don't understand how it works.
He gets the last toys ever put up on AmiAmi.
I would. What would I do? I don't know. I would just live like a normal day. Like, I know it's my final day on Earth?
You needed to qualify it like that last question for Dawson last week, where we had all these rules and stipulations.
Like, if I knew it was my last day on Earth, I'd, I don't know, probably sit around like I normally do. I mean, just because it's my last day, why make it any different, really?
I just feel like this day's taking way too long. It just end. I can't take it anymore.
All right. But, yeah.
Kind of a depressing question, bro. Why you gotta bring the mood down?
I'd probably go find a certain horn killer. That's why.
We were all happy talking about our digestive problems, and then...
we got next, weird questions this week.
Next up from
where's the tiger and bunny question, damn it.
We'll get there. Big trans fan we have. Who is a character from Kamen Rider you like, but no one else seems to?
Forze.
A lot of people like Forze, though.
We're the weird ones.
My favorite
Me,
reference
Dawson
is Dawson.
And Aerosol, the only people here going, man, this show sucks balls.
Well, I don't go anywhere else because I got tired of people on other sites, so I stopped checking them out.
See, I read this question a while ago, and for some reason I morphed it into anybody in Toku, so I thought of some good ones for PR, but I can't think of anybody really from Kamen Rider other than maybe Daisuke, because I liked his storyline with that girl. Was her name Goro?
Gon.
Gon, yeah, it was something.
Gon.
I don't know.
Goro is Ryuki.
Like, he, oh yeah, that's right, he's the butler. But that was just, I thought it was a decent story arc, so he's the only one I could think of that I like that not a lot of people would.
I like New Hina.
I hate kind of ignoring this question, but, like, Dawson, I can't really think of any off the top of my head.
Because I could think of more people, like, PR-wise, like, maybe, like, Chip or something, or...
Oh, yeah, like, PR is really easy, but,
So is your mother, but Ryder, that's besides the point. Who people don't like in Ryder? I know people don't like Takumi a lot. I like Takumi.
Brian's researching this now. That was some fast-ass blogging.
Brian's typing into Google, who do people not like in Kamen Rider?
Okay.
Commonly despised characters. I like the
cast. Akiko. A lot of people don't like Akiko, but I don't like Akiko.
Yeah, I don't really like Akiko.
I like the cast of Denno. People don't like Denno.
DK Yusuke, but I don't like DK Yusuke.
Yeah.
I like when he got punched in that Kiva and Denno movie.
This is a list from specialfilming.blogspot.com. I just googled most hated Kamen Rider. Mio is on this list. I like Mio.
She makes energy. And G.
So. I don't know why you'd hate Mio, but
she's adorable.
Narutaki. I love Narutaki, man.
Yeah. Honore DK though.
Love it. Daisuke's on here. Mihara from Vice.
Oh, yeah,
I just forget he exists.
Mihara is the dude who didn't want to beat Delta, but then he did Delta, but then he sucked at Delta.
Delta was like the stupidest Kamen Rider ever. Like, I love his suit so much, but they didn't use him at all.
Delta is proof that it's the person in the suit that makes how strong the rider is. Because, like, the dragon Orphanok got in there and was like, oh, I kill everything. And then, like, Mihara gets in there and he's like, I can't kill a dead animal. What?
Right. Psycho's on here. I don't know why. I don't think people like Psycho, but...
I like Psycho. She has those legs.
Mutsuki.
Oh, no one God! Likes Mutsuki. I don't like Mutsuki that much.
Kusaka's on here, obviously. The one I can probably say is Kiria from Hibiki.
Oh!
I didn't like him. He took Asuma. Yeah. He took Asumu's birthright away. Not Asuma.
He broke the little kid's board when he was like, "I'm gonna do little picture board story plays for the little kid."
That was really funny. You said you were gonna be an oni. He's like yelling in front of all these kids. I love that moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Mio though, and I like Kiria for what it's worth. Oh well.
Brian gives up on his perilous quest.
So thanks for the question. Even though I couldn't properly answer it.
But, as usual.
The Nikazu asks, top 10 anime ever, not Yu-Gi-Oh. He says, not Yu-Gi-Oh.
I love
thinking
Reddit because he's all bored. Ever.
Not Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, or Digimon, and if 10 does not work, 5 then.
Neither of them.
Well, then I haven't watched 5.
We've already established that these two don't watch obscure anime, so this question is pointless. For me, just throwing some out there, in no particular order, Sergeant Frog, Evangelion, Fullmetal Alchemist, both shows, Shaman King, I guess Naruto and Bleach, even though I don't keep up with them anymore, Death Note, Gurren Lagann,
Fruits Basket,
never seen an episode of that show. Cat has, but I haven't.
That's forced.
Zone of the Enders had an anime, so I like that. I feel like there's things I'm forgetting, but I can't
top
remember
10 anime,
right now.
Except for any of the ones that Dawson Burchett I watched.
Yeah, let's see. What does that lead me to say? Tiger and Bunny?
Oh, I forgot!
Dragon Ball.
Bunny!
And the Ronin Wars. It's pretty much everything I've seen that's not what he said to not say. So thank you for that, asshole.
Yes. But I think that's all off the top of my head. The Dot Hack shows. I like those.
Brian's answering this for all of us.
Yeah, he actually gave enough answers that it could spread it to all three of us and nobody would difference.
Nobody would know.
He gave a Jedi Mind answer. Name your top 10. Okay, here's 20, because I can't give you 10.
Well, I can't. I was just naming everything I like, because I like everything.
Oh, well, he'll be here all night.
FLCL. I forgot about that.
All right, you've named enough stuff. Let's get going.
Gundam Wing.
We have places to be.
I got no one.
Dawson's like, not really. Rurouni Kenshin. I forgot that. Trigun was awesome.
You go to the internet.
Wolf's Rain, I like that too.
Go to the internet, type list of animes. There's Brian's answer.
I'm just looking at my my DVD database.
DVD database.
My God. My DVD database. Just slap you.
Fives Daniel says, what is your top 5 best and worst toku shows of all time?
I can't answer the worst because that's all subjective.
I can't name either because they're kind of subjective. My best, we've kind of went over things like, I mean, Geki Double, Akito Kuga.
RPM. See, then you list the Power Rangers ones. So I was thinking I exceeded 5 if I try to fit PR, Sentai, and Kamen Rider into one. Exactly.
So I can't really answer that. I mean, you know what I like, so... Just kind of...
Worst Overdrive, Lightspeed Rescue, Gosager, anything Dawson's in.
Yeah, then anything.
Shut up. I put you in them in place of people I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, so next he says, what do you think will be the main plot / story of the second Tiger and Bunny movie?
Here's our Tiger and Bunny question of the week.
Personally, I feel like it's just going to be... I mean, obviously, Kotetsu and Barnaby are going to be in it, but... mentioned that there was going to be new characters and stuff, so I think it's probably going to have a focus on Kotetsu's little ragtag team of trainees.
I would love to see new heroes that we can make yards of.
Oh, yeah. Because we'll have them all, maybe, at that point.
Maybe. No, we won't. No, let's just put it this way. We won't have them. They'll be released. We won't have them.
I'd like to see it be a jumping off point for a second season. Let's make that happen.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, let's do it. Let's get it done, Brian. Get it done.
Right. Lost my place. There we go. What is your favorite figure art in your collection?
All of them? Fucking retard.
That's a hard one.
That's what she said.
Looks at figure arts.
This one, that's the double mold? Oh, wait. That's like 80 of them.
Eeks is still one of my favorites.
I think mine's still Dark Kiva.
Definitely so the Kivas. Because, oh my god, Kiva.
I'm really partial to my Imagine. I like them a lot for some reason, just maybe because it's Deno.
Knight. I like Knight.
Yeah, the Ryuki ones are nice. A lot of the newer ones are really, really good. I still like Natsuka's mold.
Mostly Kabuto, because he was my first.
Dark Kabuto, because he ruined my life.
And mine, and everyone else's. Where's...
True.
Wild Tigers are really awesome.
Yeah.
All the Tiger and Bunny ones are pretty good. Rock Bison's got some issues because he's all bloop. But
bloop. The Gokaigers are good. They're
Kevin, get back in whatever position you were in that didn't involve wind tunnels.
I sat up to look at my figure arts.
Back in that position. Yeah, I think my all.
Hyper Kabuto's, I'm partial to him because God told me to buy him.
That was really fun.
God, what do I do? I forgot Obito now.
Okay. That's before Brian bought me things.
Now the text would say, got you Hyper Kabuto.
Yeah.
Well, right now the text don't say anything because I'm sitting there going... But anyway. G-Bakes93 says, have you guys seen Once Upon a Time?
No.
Yes, I have. I like that show.
Was any good?
It's not the best ever, but I really enjoy it. I think it's good. It was just a really good episode, and I think it has
great... May or may not check it out at some point.
You should. I think... I was thinking about this earlier. First, we have vampires and zombies. Fairy tales is the new thing that we're going to oversaturate.
Probably. I mean, we have two fucking Snow White movies this year.
And Once Upon a Time, so... But I really like that
and
show.
And Grimm.
Oh, yeah. But I don't... I actually didn't check that out.
I liked it from the episodes I've seen.
But I really like Once Upon a Time.
Okay. So his next question is, if you could make an Avengers-style team with five Sentai from Gao through Shinken and five Riders from Kuga through Kiva, who would you pick? You must use at least one Bokenger and one Gao Ranger since their anniversaries. Use an Oni from Hibiki in your response.
But this goes against Wado's policies. Because I can't call out and say, just get the five Gokiders because you really don't need anybody else if you got them.
Yeah, but actually, you did say before that you would be more okay with a team up if it were this manner and not the let's just throw everybody in a movie together thing.
Yeah. If it was like that, like, oh, let's recruit these guys to fight somebody. But then I was thinking about, like, who would be the best of the best? I'm like, isn't that just the Gokiders? Everyone else can just stay on retirement.
Well, we'd have to have Marvelous because he's Marvelous.
But he's not from Fink through Shinkenger.
Oh, is he Shinkenger? Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
It's Gao through Shinkenger.
I don't know which Gao Ranger to pick because I've never seen Gao Ranger, but I've seen Wellforce. That's close enough, I guess.
I picked the silver one because his suit's cool.
Me too. So
Actually, I thought to pick the silver one just because the rest of them are kind of... They're okay.
Okay, so Gao silver and... let's see.
We need double wolf actions. We got to throw in Geki Violet.
What do we
Violet.
Have for that? Hurricanger?
Hurricanger.
Hurricane Blue because she's hot.
Are we picking one from each? I think we're going to pick one from each of
those. I know. I just decided to pick her because she's hot.
Oh, okay. No,
she's a ninja, so you don't have to.
Kevin was a stickler for the rules.
I just want to make sure the rules are followed.
Abba Ranger, no.
I don't know any of them.
I don't know any
Mikey,
of them.
Mikey, we need you. Get out of the bathroom.
Deka, we need Senchan because he's Senchan.
Sinchan,
yes. Shinking
Pose.
I like Deka Master, but I don't want to put too many of those guys in there. Like,
what's after Deka? I forgot the order.
Magi.
Oh, God.
Right.
Clearly, what's her name? What was her name? Ulala?
Urara?
her
fish we already eye. Pulled Nanami in there with a blue.
Potentially. Anybody.
Yeah, you did say anybody.
Yeah.
Tentatively, no one from Magi yet. I might throw Tsubasa in there.
Bokenger,
Chief, God.
Or Sakura Nason, because she's
hot. I forgot
hot.
I have to pick someone from Bokenger. I'll go with Sakura just because she's the one I hated the least. That wasn't Chifu, but my red's going to be Takeru, so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say for a red. You hated Edgy?
I already got a silver, though, bro.
He's the trigger dopant.
This team is diverse.
Before he was the trigger dopant.
I know.
I think he's my favorite character in Bokenger.
Yeah, I loved him, Bokenger. Him and Shifu, except Shifu couldn't figure out the chick was all hot and wet for him.
But then we need someone from Goanger. Why you gotta be five? Why can't it be six, bro?
Why can't we just pick one from everybody?
Yeah, I know.
Easier. Except for Albranger, they could take them.
But... So that was kind of... For Riders, I would just pick, like, Zanki and Kiva and Agito.
Wait, what was the stipulations for Rider?
Kuga through Kiva.
Oh, okay.
And Kabuto, because I like the suit. And Tendo's cool.
He is. He knows everything ever.
And then...
We need to get Kenji in there. Get me Kenji, Brian.
I said Zanki already. Could put Eeks in there too, just cuz.
Hey. It's like Jiro Eeks, though, so he's
didn't really specify. He just said five riders from Kuga through Kiva.
I like Kalos.
Kalos. Kalos. Kalos. Get it off with the pet egg.
Thank you.
Pet egg undead.
They call him the undeg.
Let's see, what would mine be? Okay. Shoichi Kun, Agito, Otia Iksa, Ren, Knight,
Hibiki. Oh, Ren, we need Ren, yeah.
And
Asakura.
No. We just lost crazy. Damn it, you made me forget who I picked. Oh, Zeranos. Okay.
Ooh, I do like Zeranos. Ooh, he is cool. Ooh, I like Zeranos, yeah. Yeah,
I need Zeranos. Sentai, just pick the people from Bokenger vs. Super Sentai. That's what I pick.
Ooh, I do like Zeranos. Yeah. Yeah.
So, can we answer the question or can we move on?
No, I was answering it with you.
Okay.
We're moving along.
Okay. Okay. Lars Ars. I love your name, man. says in Super Sentai, what's your favorite base suit? Color example: Ghost Ranger's white, Gokaiger's black, Goander just using the main ranger color. So basically, like the secondary color.
I forgot to think about this.
Wait, I don't understand the question.
Like
please
the secondary color, like the pants color and stuff. How Ghost Ranger's are all white, Gokaiger's and the Go Busters have the black pants, while like Goander and stuff all just have the color of the ranger.
Oh, okay.
I would say black.
It really depends on the design for me.
Yeah, it's really hard to
like when you look at Ghost Ranger, I can't imagine their suit design working with any color except white. Whereas like Gokaiger, I can't imagine any color except black. So
yeah, cause I like it's, red.
I was gonna say I like the Geki Ranger with the black and the white outline and everything.
Because it's a hard question to ask because it really, like you said, it would take away from it. So basically, I just had to think about which ones I like, and I was like, I like the Gokaiders and Gobuster suits, and they have black on them. So let's just pick that.
Like, ideally, I would say black just because I think it works the best as a secondary color.
White only works in certain instances, like the Ghost Ages. Like, it's very rarely will white
the work suit with. Has to be designed completely with the white in mind, I think, in order for it to work properly.
But, yeah.
But if I had to pick one, I would say black.
Or you end up with Change Man looking all weird.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't mind the colors so much either, but I like it when, like, the leggings are, like, a specific color just because it brings a little bit more team unity. And I like that, but...
The team unites.
First episode.
Okay. Oh, I'm wearing pants.
Nikozu says, have you watched Death Note? If so, did you watch the live-action movie? If not, watch it because it has Hibiki in it. Fuck, I need to see this.
No.
It was on my to-do list, but now I have Hibiki's in it. God damn it. Why'd you tell me this shit, Nikozu? Damn it.
Because.
And Brian's frustrated.
There you go. See, it's on Netflix, I think. He says, did you see or hear a Fairy Tale? If not, watch it. It is good. P.S. Kevin, it has boobs.
A Fairy Tale?
It's called Fairy Tale.
Oh.
I like
Except boobs. It's like tale, like an actual tale, not like a story tale.
I've never heard of that.
I've heard of it. It was in Television Magazine all the time. I also seen it at Borders while they were closing, and I was like, I should probably look into this, and then they didn't have the first volume, so I was like, oh, too bad. This is where someone says cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
Thanks.
First.
Here, Chris says, sitting around in my underwear in an artificial R shirt eating garlic bread. Hashtag sexy. You know it, bro.
Sexy and I know it was playing in the background.
Mr. Black 49 says, what were some of your favorite video games you guys had growing up? Obviously, like, anything Mario, but, like, one of the big ones was Pokemon.
Hell yes, Pokemon.
Pocket the Monster.
Like, that was just my, like, big gaming moment. Like, I took that goddamn thing everywhere.
Yeah. Still do.
I know. It's actually on my 3DS right now, just because I don't really have any other 3DS games to play. Let's see what else. Honestly, just, like, any sort of main Nintendo franchise, just because I'm such a whore for Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, that's most of what mine were. That's most of what we had, so... I played those a lot, and I like them. The Marios and the Donkey Kongs and the Zelda and all that fun stuff. It's good. It's good.
Yep.
Yo.
Kingu...
Dora?
Kingu B. Neo. I'll go with that, because I don't know for sure. Says, if you could make a Astro Switch, what would it be? Hashtag yes, boss.
It was hashtag yes, boss. The boss didn't get tagged.
Hashtag yes. The napalm switch, and it would just make everything explode.
Damn. The Omnitrix switch? No, I don't know. No switch, because I don't support switches. It's against Watto's bylines.
I would make the Dawson switch, which basically it would be on my leg, and then I would slam my leg into things and just hit it repeatedly.
Use me to just kick things? It's actually pretty funny.
Just get angry.
I'd make a foot switch for the arm just to balance things out.
Dawson sucks.
Yup.
Yep. Okay. Fize Daniel asks, if you could make your own batch of Guy Memories core metals and switches, what would you make?
Nothing is enough.
Core metals, just because I like coins and would like more of them. Just because.
Oh, that's lovely, Brian. You did a wonderful job there. Please shut up.
I don't know if the question was asking, like, which one of the three would you make? Or what of what I would make? Because if you're asking what I would make of those things, I honestly have no idea.
I want those legendary creature ones that include a zombie.
Yes! Zombie
feet. Zombie legs.
I also want all those medals that Kogami they showed in the thing with the movie.
I want my premium home medal set, but...
But you have no money because you're poor and you can't win at the casino.
I have money, it's just I need to give it to Oki instead.
Oki.
God, I want it so bad.
You know, I should go buy that set and show it off in front of you.
No! You don't want it.
I do want it. They're all show accurate and pretty.
Shut
and
up,
in
stop.
Nice case.
Stop.
And is a Chach cell metal.
Chach is a Chach.
Anyway.
Plus, I mean, I would have extra core metals because unlike Brian, I didn't sell all mine off like a child.
I don't need them.
And well, now you have no core metals because you don't have these premium own metal ones and you sold your other ones.
I've got three core metals.
Yeah, they're black. You can't do anything with that.
You know, Taka, Panda, and Kangaroo.
Black doesn't count. Taka, Panda, what?
Kangaroo. I can make a combo. Taka, Panda, Roo.
Oh, man. Where's our figure art O's Panda combos and stuff?
Honestly, I want that more than any other O's combo. It's a fucking panda.
Oh, yes. And it's got awesome silver tour arms. I mean, panda.
Wait, what do you want as a combo, Brian? For you want a figure out of Takagori Boro or whatever?
Tapaba.
I don't know. Taka, I just want something with a panda in it.
I want a panda.
Taka, I think the panda ba or whatever the fuck it was. I don't care. As long as I've got fucking panda.
I think the panda ba.
Tapaba ba ba ba.
I think the panda's
dead.
Also, I want like it comboed with some with the kangaroo arms because those are pretty neat.
The panda's dead.
Not so much the legs because they were just a repaint of the cheetah legs. But... Right.
But I want a special combo with a third medal in those two and then they can have a song.
Okay. Chenix.
Chenix!
S, what was the first shiny Pokemon you caught in the wild? Gyarados! First!
Watchog?
Okay.
What was mine? I have two Shiny Gloom. I think it was one of them.
Okay, so here's the story.
I wasn't Venonat at.
Cool story, bro. I got an advance. Just
so, when I was...
Three.
A youngin'. And I was playing Gold or Silver. I don't remember which one it was.
You found a Gyarados and caught it.
I ran into a shiny Zubat. I didn't notice it was shiny because I wasn't paying attention. And so I instinctively go to run because that's what I was doing at the time. I look down at the screen. As I hit the run button and notice that it was green, I was a very depressed Shuki that day. And I have yet to run into a shiny Pokemon in the wild since then.
The only one I've ever run into is Watchdog.
I've got...
And I got him.
I've got Buizel, Floatzel, two Glooms, Rhyhorn, a Venonat. I know I have more than that. Spread out over like four or five different games.
I love the fact that in Chugga Conroy's Let's Play of Crystal, he actually found a shiny Weezing or Koffing that he used on his team.
That's cool.
It's pretty spectacular. Get it on film.
And a second kind of question is, do you think shiny Pokemon are overrated, or is it just the ratio that turns people away? Okay, watching a lot of tournaments, it's rare that you find a Pokemon that's not shiny in a tournament. I don't know what it is, but these people that are like pro video gamers are all like, oh, my entire team has to be shiny legendaries. And it makes me rage because, two, it makes me think that they're hacked.
Well, yeah.
Two, that, or they have a lot of time on their hands. Or three, they know all those little different ways that you can manipulate the system and get shinies easier that I don't know because it involves all these math and numbers. I really don't care. It's Pokemon.
Brian's just sitting there getting really mad. Like, he's like fire red now, and he's getting all bug life and stuff. Cat's about to attack for him.
Like, I mean, I don't know what it is. It's like, oh, our entire team's gotta be fucking shiny. I'm like, half the shiny Pokemon look stupid to begin with. But, like, I don't know what the big deal is. Like, I don't know, your entire team being shiny kind of, like, just defeats the purpose of shinies. Like, yeah. Oh, they're rare and special, and they look cool. I'm like, okay, if I found one shiny, I would use it in my team no matter what it was, just because it looks cool. But I don't know, when you do the stupid crap where you manipulate the system to get shiny Pokemon and use them in your tournament teams and IVs and EVs and stats, and I'm like, goddamn, it's Pokemon, just leave me alone. It's a children's game. I don't care about all this stat stuff. I just want to play Pokemon.
I just want to catch them all and then use them to kill each other.
I mean, really, that's it. Like, I never even bother entering any of the video game tournaments because I would just lose instantaneously because these people are like, all my Pokemon have max EVs and everything, and not max EVs, IVs, and then they got perfect EVs to balance out their strongest skill sets and move sets and breeding moves and egg moves and shiny. I'm like, quit, stop.
You stop making the game fun.
It's about the equivalent of like trying to turn Barney into like a serious drama. I'm like, just stop, please, you're ruining it.
Did you say turn Barney into a serious drama?
Yes.
Challenge accepted.
Like, you just take the fun out of it. Like, I just want to play the game, catch Pokemon I like, use them, beat the Elite Four, have fun, battle my friends. Like, half the time can't even battle my friends because they're all like, oh my god, stats! I'm like, stop!
Oh my god, Sam, Brian's friends are just spazzing out.
Yeah, I've got a couple friends that I play the card game with that are like really hardcore, like, video game stat nerds.
And like, they know
all these things and all these like acronyms I don't understand, and like EVs, IVs, breeding, egg moves.
See, when chains. You say IV, I keep thinking of the thing that goes in your arm when you're in the hospital.
I know, right? EV just makes me think of EV.
Yeah, exactly.
Please tell me you stabbed those friends on occasion just for doing that. Okay. That's what I would do.
was like, whatever, man.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. You guys didn't even get a chance to answer the question because I just rambled on for like 2 minutes, but...
The hell was the question?
Do you think shiny Pokemon are overrated, or is it just the ratio that turns people away?
What he said.
Tommy! No, well, I mean...
Green!
Other than what Brian basically said, I just think...
MMPR.
Without reusing, I mean, overusing them in tournaments and stuff, it's just kind of... It adds more playability, like, once you already spend the hundreds of hours catching everyone, then you can catch them all shiny. But I don't know. Brian, pretty
I mean, it's cool to find one in shiny and, like, spaz out. I'm like, so I'm gonna get it, and, like, you know, and you get all excited because you finally found, like, that super rare, alternate colored, whatever it happens to be, you found by accident. But when you sit there and, like, force yourself to find them all, and, like, I need my whole team to be shiny, then, like Brian said,
like, it
loses it. Yeah, like,
if everyone needs...
Especially like everyone else you're battling has all shinies too. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, oh, you play your friend, he's like, oh, you got a shiny, whatever. Oh, you're so cool, bro. But then, like, when you have all shinies,
shiny, bro.
Your pal's playing with all shinies, then they're not really shiny, are they?
Like, nope.
And then it's just normal.
Like, I mean, there's that system to where, like, if you breed a such and such Pokemon that's from, like, a foreign country or some crap with an English one, raises the ratio to get a shiny or something. Like, when you go through all that work, it just takes the fun out of just randomly finding a shiny.
Yeah.
A joy I've never been able to experience, get the right, but...
Then on top of that, you're trying to get the right IVs and egg moves
They need the right stats and the nature and...
The right ability, and then like, by the time all that happens, my head's exploding. I just want to kill myself.
I mean, when I was making a fairly capable tournament team, it wasn't hard to get the right nature. That was pretty easy. And Ron was capable of doing basic math for EVs, and he did it for me. But, like...
You can't do basic math, is that what you're saying?
Basically, yeah. Like, I just don't see, like... Why to go through the effort just to make sure your Pokemon are stronger? I'm like, where's the emotional bond, man?
Brian is like Ash.
I am like,
and everyone else is
Paul.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, how it is to me. I sit there and I'm like,
I get attached to my Pokemon in game. That's why I like always get stuck using these things from the beginning of the game, because I catch them and I grow attached to them and I can't switch them out.
Like, that's the thing. I look at him and I go, but I caught this one at level whatever and raised it 80 billion levels and made it stronger on my own. Why do I want to go breed another one to try and get certain moves so that it's automatically stronger? That defeats the purpose of the game. It's training it. Head explodes now, and then I cry in a pool of my own blood and feces.
Oh, God. That's graphic for a Pokemon question. That's what the mature version of Barney would be like.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool story,
bro.
Right. And then he says, other than Go Onger, are there any TV shows that you love or like but everyone hates? Kind of like the other question we had with the peoples. Hibiki?
Yeah, Hibiki's fun.
Yeah, Hibiki's awesome.
On the same vein as Go Onger, Denno.
But yeah, absolutely.
I see a lot more love for Denno now than I...
That was more evenly split, I would say.
What do I like that nobody else does? I don't know.
Gen 5 Pokemon.
Mystic Force?
Mystic Force, yes. Any Disney season, really?
Pretty much.
That's true.
I like how we immediately go for Toku.
Ah, Disney sucks. Like, no, really, it's cool.
Kind of did a better job, but whatevers.
Most of my other programs that I have, that I watch, are popular.
Yeah.
Is it just TV shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, like, most of the other shows I watch, people enjoy.
Because if a lot of people didn't like them, then they don't exist anymore, because they're probably canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terra Nova?
Poor Terra Nova.
I like Firefly. It's awesome. has John Casey in it. And Nathan Fillion.
Heavy breathing.
Oh, yeah. That's stupid pig.
Don't like. Kiva is a good example.
Who? Kiva.
Kiva, yeah. Although I see a lot of people like Kiva, but it's because Kiva's awesome.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Sit here and go for like 5 minutes and then move on.
Let's see what else we got. This Karyu Hirokin guy asks,
Karyu?
Karyu time. What is your favorite Power Ranger morph and why?
All of them?
Go Go Samurai because it gives me enough time to use the bathroom.
Not Morph Call Morph.
I know, I meant to say Samurai Morph and then Go Samurai.
This question spawned from a conversation we had in the hotel about how long the Samurai Morph was. Uh-huh. And we were comparing various morphs. Mystic Force was one that was really long.
It didn't seem as bad as Samurai's.
They shortened it really quick. Like, the first one was super long. But after that, they used a lot quicker version, unlike Samurai, that only uses its quick version every now and then.
At least Mystic Force was entertaining. Like, the god comes down.
That was actually going to be my pick for favorite, because I just love the animation sequence in Mystic Force. Like, I could do without the really stupid pose that they do and makes, like, people look like fairies and shit.
But Nick is a fairy.
But, like, the whole, like, god thing coming down and, like, doing that little fusion thing and then flying in the air. Like, that's just really cool. I like that effect. Jungle Furies is another one I really love.
And so, that was going to be my favorite. God damn it.
I like Turbos. With the little car helmet thing, like, folding
and Justin
up around the face.
Growing up.
And then Justin grows.
Morphin Grid, make my Justin grow!
Samurai's isn't very entertaining. Like, they just get, like, surrounded and stuff, and then we wait for their sword to arrive. And then, like,
they do
it. It's really boring. Like, it's both long and boring.
That's what she said.
Oh my god. But I would say I like
anything where they do backflips in them.
I love the idea of, like, the animal, like, running with them and they merge and, like, it's like, pew!
Kneeling down.
What?
I like Cam's where he's like kneeling down.
Oh. Is that the table? And, I'm like, where'd the table come from?
It just shows up mid-morph.
Wild Forces is pretty cool, which is the same as Gal Rangers, where like the phone becomes the animal and then the person. Yeah. I like that. You'll fuck yourself.
See, because Jungle Fury is so epic, they includes their animal, and this one's like, I broke out of a phone. Like, it didn't really reflect the theme very well. Especially Lunar Wolves didn't even have a humanoid phone to turn into.
He spawned from a wolf head.
I like then the animal comes and like becomes the helmet, and that was cool. Shut up, Dawson, I hate you. And just cut you off before you could just comment.
He's kind of going,
yeah.
Yup.
But that's all for the questions this week.
Yay, finally.
So, good times all around.
Yes, good questions.
We always have good times with the Tweeter question of the week.
Tweeter questions of the week.
So, keep them coming.
Ha.
Yep. They're all really good. I'm enjoying it, so.
Thank you very much for giving us questions.
Keep it coming up with the good ones.
Yep.
It should be a toy like a man's anus.
Is it time for?
Fine.
Okay.
Why you shrink this woman, Gypsy? I have a thingy and it's not final.
I get. We used to have things to say in final thingies.
Yeah, there really isn't anything there right now. To discuss.
We used to say, oh, there's cool things coming, but they'll be here soon, and then that was the Twitter question.
then that started, and it wasn't anymore. But then there is cool things coming your way, except it's probably going to be months from now still.
Possibly years.
So, yeah. keep on loving.
Brian forgets the number of the podcast.
Oh, shit.
We're just going to stop numbering them next season. It's going to be radical. Going to get a new theme song.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Brian, open your blog right now. Open the blog.
Oh. Yes.
Next season, Brian's always going to open his blog. We're getting a new theme song, and we're all going to come from outer space.
We're in space.
Space. Space turtles.
I'll just quiet while Brian looks up the info.
Oh, yeah.
Were you just about to start when I did that? No? All right. No. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I named my haunted house in Tiny Tower Hillhurst.
Nice. I still like the orange for the yogurt place.
Yeah.
There's a place that like I pass all the time. It's new. Like the outside looks like the orange, but it's like a different name. I don't remember what it is. But I'm like, I wonder if I'd go in there and there'd be like an eerie similarity. I still want to go in Best Buy and be like, all right, where's the spy base? Or just show up in my
body. Where's the entertainment room? What?
Where's the elevator downstairs? I still want to go in there, like, around Halloween or something and get my Buy More shirt and, like, some tan khakis and just stand around and see if anyone asks me for anything. Just see if they're confused. Out of my way, Barchowski, I have to move a grill master.
Go around trading up DVDs and stuff.
Got any Ramones in either one? Oh!
Got the Ramones in either one?
Oh, I missed that show.
Hello. Oh.
Oh, it was Facebook. Facebook interrupted you.
Right.
Sorry, I'll stop breathing.
Oh, thank God, finally.
Now I have to yawn. Okay. Hello and welcome to...
Hey.
Look at the Beetlebugs.
Let's get them.
The comic book villain from Beetleborgs, Tyson. 99. I don't know. I'll stop.
Okay. Think please do.
Before 99.
Hello, welcome.
98.
God damn it.
Hello, welcome to Ben Gay.
What?
That's what I heard.
Who's Ben Gay?
You.
You're right.
Okay.
Where are we?